Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I need the Lord today. Help me. Help me.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Sunday service here on DoubleToasted.com. I am pastorized Corey Coleman. Can't be pastor no more, man. Not after the way you officiated my wedding. After you did such a good job. In good conscience, I can't have that title no more.
Sure.
So we have the real Minister Martin Thomas over
How
here.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, Excelsior. Oh, yes, yes. And I'll tell y'all what's happening with me today, just in case y'all were waiting on the show, and I appreciate your patience. In due time, I'll let you know why I was running late. But I also want to welcome you folks out there to the show. I also want to welcome Martin. Look at this congregation that we have here today.
No.
Oh, Harry returned. Wait, who's that boy over there? I didn't recognize him when I came in. Has he been here the whole time?
Yeah.
Really? Who is?
That's Damien from Portland.
Damien from Portland. How you doing, man? Portland. Damien of the Omen. Man, can't nobody have that name no more. When I was a kid, if you had the name Damien, you were an evil motherfucker.
That's the first thing everybody thought of.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But
somebody said their name was Damien. You're like, damn, why your parents do that to you?
Yeah, exactly. That's like before Hannibal Buress, you couldn't name your kid Hannibal.
Uh-huh. That's right. I had a friend wanted to name his kid Hannibal. He had a baby come in. He said, I'm going to name him Hannibal. I was like, why? Don't do that.
What the fuck you want to do
like,
that?
No, Hannibal, he crossed the Africa and all this. I'm like, dude, that has a completely different context now.
Yeah.
Please listen to me.
No.
Signs of the Lambs, tell me you didn't see that.
Yeah.
I saw it, but is it a big deal?
I'm waiting for Adolf still.
Yeah, that's got to come back at
that's
some point,
that's why I ain't
right?
had a baby yet, because I'm waiting for Adolf to come back around.
You got to be the one.
Yeah, I got to be the one. I think I can actually add some legitimacy back to Adolf if I have a black baby. Well, shit, so much for that. And I didn't think that through. Because you can't even be creamy and have Adolf, man.
No.
No, you got to be crunchy black.
Well, you know, there was that light-skinned actor, Adolf Caesar.
Really?
Yeah, he's in a Soldier Story. He's he's that sergeant that they killed.
Oh, you know why? Because his name was Adolf. Black Nazi up in there. How y'all doing today? I also want to welcome for y'all the backbone of this church, this community, this business. Of course, I'm talking about the one and only. Well, the tat-tat-tat. Yeah. Oh, getting them hashtag fuck Corey's in.
Oh,
Martin, you know what? Somebody else took the title of Pinky LaRue from you, man. Yeah, the chat's already spoiling the show, but we're going to talk about
him.
Yeah, we lost one, man. Sammy Sosa.
Oh, is that Sammy Sosa?
Yeah.
I thought it was Al Jarreau.
No, man, that's Sammy Sosa. Some people say, well, I'm going to tell you what people are thinking a lot of other things for him right now.
He had the nerve to wear all pink.
Yeah. This brother, that's another one. Didn't think shit through. But we're going to talk about Sammy Sosa. But while we're telling you about what's happening on the show, got a good show for you today. You know, the Disney Expo is going on. So today, what we're going to do is, since they didn't release any trailers, I love the way Disney's tight about that shit. They're like, bitch, man, this ain't Comic-Con.
They know they got everything on lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 60% of what you go to Comic-Con to see, they own.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say 60? I meant more like 80.
Oh, yeah. No, they yanked that shit quick. They said, man, y'all leaking our shit too much.
Uh-huh.
Said, we going to, you know, that mouse, though, run that shit tight.
Tight.
And now Disney Expo used to be like, you know, people thought that like.
Oh,
like
let's go see Donald Duck.
Well, you know, people thought like gay couples and like unmarried middle-aged women would go to that, you know, and take your kids maybe. But no, today that's right in competition with Comic-Con. So now what's happening is that they talked about a lot of things like Marvel stuff and, some other movies that big things, Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing was released, no trailers or clips or anything like that except for what they wanted you to see. And since that's the case, I figured that maybe we should talk about movies that Disney is not going, because the big trend right now is to take animated classics and turn them into live action remakes.
Sure.
That made a lot of money. That Beast and them Jungle Books. So what we're going to talk about is the opposite. We're going to say, what movies can Disney not ever, ever make into a live action remake? What can they not
cash
in? I
think that's going to be a short list because Disney finds a way.
I want you to hold that thought.
Okay.
because some of these I present, I know there's going to be at least one you're going to be like, oh, hell no.
There's one that screams to the top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see what those are, and we'll see if Martin really believes that those can be made into movies. Also, we're going to have Ken. What you doing over there? And Ken just talking loud like he in the bar. like he ain't never met her. Like he trying to pick her up. You see what? Hey, girl, what's your name?
I know both of them. I used to babysit them.
I ain't gonna fuck with Ken though, because he helped me decorate the place.
I know.
He gave me a lot of stuff. Also, Disney did release a trailer. They released a lot of things, but they released a trailer for this movie called A Wrinkle in Time, based on the book.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was coming out, but we're gonna talk
me
about
either.
It. Well, apparently a lot of people love that book because they love in this trailer.
I know people do love that book.
I don't. I don't know anything about it.
I know something about it, and I finally bought it to read it. Didn't care for it.
Well, you know what? Again, hold that thought, because maybe you can help me out with this trailer.
I'll do what I can.
Also, we talked about Sammy Sosa, and maybe one other thing that we'll talk about real quick, if we have time. But let's go ahead and tell you guys how you can be a part of the church today, so we can get this on out the way, because everybody wants to watch them Game of Thrones, GOTS, for sure. And
I know I do.
I do too. So
I don't even necessarily want to watch it. I just don't want it spoiled for me by the internet.
Damn, Sammy got you short over there.
He does. I was looking at that earlier. I was like, okay.
Man, got you in quicksand or some shit.
I'm shrinking.
Man, I ain't talking about you personally, but you did look like a little boy at the Thanksgiving table. I was like, damn.
I mean, this chair doesn't help because of where the armrests are, but with the camera way down here, it's like I was slowly going into the sunken place.
I know.
like in 30 minutes, all you would have seen was my hat.
Yeah. Yeah, your hat is the host. You gone. But, well, I'm looking up there. But, you know, y'all I'm all confused and shit. Y'all ran them streets last night. Y'all all out there drinking, sinning, doing all kind of nasty shit. And today you need to pay for it. Now, most churches would ask you, get up, come on down, so the preacher can see your face and collect a little money in that place. That's why our chief preachers want you there. But you know what? We're not going to do that to you. It's 5 o'clock. You know, slip off that hangover a little bit. I'm not even asking you to drive here. But I would like you to be a part of the show, part of the church. So in this age of technology, all you have to do to save your soul is pull out a keyboard and type in for me, K. Coolman. God damn. Well. Oh, shit. Woo, I'm feeling it, though, man. Martin.
Church a little too funky.
My K. Coolmans, Martin, at gmail.com. Martin, that's K-C-O-O-L-M-A-N-Z at gmail.com.
That's
Martin, what, do you remember like that? Well, good, because that's what it is. And Martin, you know what? From you or anybody, I would like some questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. And if you have any of those for us, and an email, put it in there along with your Skype contact and any other information that you think that we need to get a hold of you, press in. Bam! Martin, hallelujah! Up in your home, bringing the gospel to you, the only ministers and pastors in the world that do them house calls. On the Twitter, Martin, that kid cool, man. Also on the Facebooks, type in Double Toasted. However, if you'd like to have some private prayer time with me, type in Corey.Coleman.5. Martin, if I'm too busy out there saving these souls, can you help me, brother?
I'm never too busy. On Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoBro. Look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Oh, you know what? Look for all of us up in here in the world-famous Double Toasted Studios. Just email us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let us know if you want to come see the show. Give me some details. I'll give you some details. That way, I can accommodate you.
Abort.
And flip-flops all over the place, man. Tearing up shit up in here. Oh, who's a Negro lives in the sea? Corey Coleman.
Oh, is that why you were late?
No, let me tell you why. I'm glad you asked, Martin. I was just going to let it go. I wasn't going to bore the people with my little petty details of why I was late.
If you don't get it out, it'll just bottle up.
You know, it'll fester, Martin, is what people
say. We can't have that.
And we can't have that. I'm already angry, face hurting shit. I got my... Damn, man, really? Then smile, bitch. Yeah. Nah, man, I got one for the wedding. I got one of those close razor shaves. And that shit tore my face up.
Oh, yeah.
About half the hairs on my face still inside my skin. Yeah, yeah, man. I've been taking a brush and just scrubbing that shit, trying to get them out, man. I can't shave with a blade. I got to use electric shaver.
Well, back in the day when I was having that problem, you turned me on to something.
What, a razor?
No, that tin skin stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you sent me over to a place. You said, like, hey, you got a problem with these razor bumps. Go see this guy here. He gave me this stuff, tin skin. I went and talked to him. He's like, oh, yeah, I know Corey. And he hooked me up with some of it. Shit works great.
Okay, maybe I need to take more advice. I ain't never used it.
It's good. For razor bumps, it'll like pull the hairs out.
Okay. Is it that place, Enchanté?
Yes.
Yes. You know why?
I don't even think it's – is it there anymore? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
You can buy that stuff in most stores.
I'll tell you why I didn't buy it, because I didn't trust the dude. And I'll tell you why. I'm not like a paranoid son of a bitch. Well, I am. But when I came in
– was he a little too flirty?
No. He was one of those guys who – tries to, you know, he's a businessman, so I get it, but he tries too hard to act like he knows you. Uh-huh. So he came in and put on a big show. Hey, my man, how you doing? It's so good to see you. Man, I'm so glad that you're back in there. How you doing? I said, I'm all right. And he's like, yeah, so you still play with Prince? I'm like, the fuck you talking about? And I just love telling people. I love fucking with people. I'm like, yeah, man, yeah, me and Prince, we still playing. Really, man? How's that going? I was like, not good, because I don't know fucking Prince. I ain't never played with him before. And you should have seen the look on his face. Oh, you do? Oh, some Scooby-Doo shit. Yeah. And he tries to backpedal. Oh, I just thought, you look like a guy. I am, motherfucker. Shut up.
You look like a guy.
You look like a guy that's wrong. So I didn't buy this shit from him because I was offended. You know,
that's too bad because it works really well.
That's what I get, right? Yeah. Just drop my pride and just listen to what people tell me. Quit being so hard-headed, as my mama said. She said, a hard head make a soft behind. Uh-huh. I'll put a lot of bumps on your face, which is makes a bumpy face.
It does both.
Yeah, I'm going to learn. But here's the deal, people. I was running a little bit behind. I apologize. First of all, with the show, I mean, I got up this morning. I've been working on the show. There's a lot of stuff to prepare for. But I could have got here reasonably on time. You know, probably a couple of minutes late. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find my keys.
Oh, I had that happen.
And I called Lyft, and the Lyft talking about. Now, Lyft, I thought they supposed to be there. And, like, you know, they're everywhere. We'll be there in 3 minutes. I had one car that was 10 minutes away. And then for some reason, I thought they won't know where they hit three. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I can go ahead and wait a little bit longer. That three never budged. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. That three didn't go anywhere. I was a long ass 3 minutes right there.
Yeah.
So I just went in the house and just said, okay, well, shit, I'll just go try to find my keys. I looked all around that house. And then I remembered this morning, that fucking cat got on my dresser and knocked all my shit over. Everything. I had receipts, pay stubs, all kind of. That cat took a running start and jumped on that shit and just slid. The only satisfaction I got, and I'm not even bullshitting, is that cat slid right into a glass because the old envelope slid off. And I remember that, and I went in there and looked in a bag, and sure enough, she swiped my fucking keys off, man. Yeah. And it was hidden in that bag. So that's what took me a while to find my keys. But on the way over here, this is how you know Austin is now a full metropolitan, full-fledged city. Because now we got Squeegee Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. We haven't had Squeegee Man in a long time.
I ain't never seen him.
No. He just came back last week.
Okay.
Last weekend I was coming down here, and he's like, huh, please? He's like, Sammy, please. I'm like, no.
Martin, you said man. I said men.
Oh, you said a bunch of them?
Man. they're out on the corners now. A lot of them. And the fucking thing about it is, like, Austin's new to this shit. Like, we ain't had squeegee guys in abundance.
We used to have them back in the day.
Not like this.
And I guess they've come back.
Not like this, where they on every corner getting here now. And because it's like a new job for them, like a new person on a job wants to please.
Sure.
It's like eager. Yeah. Like, they don't take no for an answer. I told his, the dude came over, and he's like, hey, how you want to squeegee? I don't even know why he asked, because I said, nah, man, I'm in a rush. Nah, I got to go. And he's like, let me have you, man. You know, I'm just, and while he's doing that, what you going to do? You going to run him over? You know, which is what I thought about doing.
Sure.
Taking that motherfucker's arm off. But I didn't do it.
What about leaning on your horn?
They don't give a fuck. If the threat of running him over don't help, then blowing your horn ain't going to do shit. And the only satisfaction that I had was just, I don't ever do this shit. I don't. But I told him I didn't want it. And I sat up there and just run. And it was a red light, but I didn't have no money. I didn't have no, I said, you gonna fuck with me? I'm gonna fuck with you too. It was a red light, and I just did that shit with you. Like, I got some change in here somewhere. And then when the light turned green, I said, "Skrr, fuck you! Get the fuck off my car next time." I don't like messing with the homeless, but if I tell you to stay the fuck off my car, stay out.
I'm that way with anybody who gives me a service I didn't solicit.
Yeah, you know, taking up my time and shit. I didn't ask for that. And when I got here, the parking is full.
Yep,
ain't no parking around here. I like the way Juliana's like, "Hey, man." Yeah, I don't know. She's like, "Yes, well," but I don't know what the hell is going on around. They're building more, but the parking is being taken up.
Yeah, every time they build something new, which is constantly, they take away the parking, and they're like, and you're like, "So where am I supposed to park?" Like, what I love is now they have taken over the paid parking space.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's one thing when you say, like, "Man, I don't want to pay to park." It's like, yeah, there's no place for you to park no matter how much you want to pay.
No. Y'all, you're going to make a villain out of me. I'm trying not to use that handicap space. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was in a rush today.
I know.
You know, I was, and I would have done it. I would have knocked a homeless person or a handicapped person out the way for it.
Well, when I was late last week, that's how I was. I was like, "Are you serious? Nothing available except this handicap space, which I am trying real hard not to take."
Oh, yeah. No, I would have nudged a person in a wheelchair right out the way of my car. To get this shit, I'm sorry. You know, but I got somewhere to be. You know, they making it cutthroat around here.
Yeah.
You know, but they making it hard for decent people like me.
Decent people who want to take handicapped places.
Hell yeah. If it helps, I'll hit myself in the shin or something. Walk with a limp. But I got something to do. My time is just as valuable as theirs.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But I want to thank y'all for your patience, and I appreciate that. You know, before we move on, I almost forgot since I'm in a rush here. Let me see. We have, speaking of a lot of people here in town, you know, we got the Double Toasted third annual anniversary weekend celebration coming up.
About it.
Yeah, we are getting close to selling out.
See, I told you.
And so people jump on it right now, August 4th through the 6th, 2 a.m. early, we in the morning of the Sunday the 6th. We have a whole weekend of parties, live shows, meet and greets, lunches and brunches. Got that free taco bar. Shit, you know, now you know you're gonna come here for some free tacos. Your cheap ass. Okay.
Who's catering that?
Oh, I forgot the name of them. I forgot who they are. But man, I thought that motherfucker walking by with shades on, like he was about to assassinate
exactly.
me. You see, just see me,
yeah,
look
I did
real
see
quick.
That.
I was like, "It's the last thing I need for this day." That motherfucker like El Chapo or something walking to me. And was walking with purpose towards that door.
I know, like an old Austin Terminator.
Yeah. I thought he was going to walk right through that glass right there. But, yeah, people, $25. $25 for a weekend of fun for you. And, like I said, what's up?
Ken's closing the door, but
Ken, leave the door.
There's no airflow when you do that.
Well, these people just, you can't cuss them out. Cause they just
want to help.
I know, they're trying to help. They want to be helpful. I know. Ken, just, I'm going to tell you what I told Martin. Ken, just sit down and just relax, man. Just have a good time. Yeah, just there you go. There you go, man. Yeah, now you fucking clowning, man. Get your ass. Boy, the new Felix, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Voorhees.
Well, you know, nature's going to can't have a vacuum. So
yeah.
Somebody's got to fill that spot.
Ken Voorhees. Just like Jason.
Just
kill
like
him
Jason.
Off, killing my fucking show. Messing with you, Ken. I don't want to mess with Ken.
You don't mess with Ken. He decorated this place.
I know. And I can't tell when Ken is like really offended or not. Because Ken get this look on his face when I fuck with him sometime. He has that look like he don't understand a joke or he really wants to fucking kill me. Well, so I don't mess with him.
Kind of got his wife here. You making him look bad?
No, I didn't tell him to bring his wife here. He knows the deal. Shit. Yeah, you better be glad she's still with you. You know we break people up in here. You get that curse. I like the way Harry's like, "Man, just stop it. Leave him alone, man." It's not right. Hey, Harry, good to see you. Coming back for the anniversary party? Yeah, people. So join Harry. Harry going to be here. Everybody wants to be with Harry right now. $25 for
I'm
the weekend.
I'm just wild about Harry.
Oh, hell, man.
And Harry's wild about
shit,
me.
I know that song came out when you were like 30, but you don't need to perform it in here, man. Come on now. Oh, let's go ahead and get on with the show. Because like I said, I ain't going to bullshit too long and keep y'all waiting. But I was telling y'all about the Disney Expo that's going on right now. And the Disney Expo, it's just not, like I said, it's just not for unmarried middle-aged women anymore, for gay couples and children. It's actually cool now. You know, ever since Disney got the Star Wars and the Spider-Mans and the Marvels.
It seems like that was their plan all along.
Yeah.
Just going to slowly buy these properties.
Yeah.
And just yank them from Comic-Con.
Oh, man, they're going to take over.
Like, now what?
Yeah.
You come to me.
Exactly. Disney going to take over this block right here, man. This corner is mine, motherfucking. And now they have all kind of news that comes out. People say, you know what? People that would never ever be associated with Disney. They're talking about, man, fuck Comic-Con. I'm going to hang out with that fucking mouse.
Mm-hmm.
He got the real shit. But they announced some things that are kind of cool and things that the public didn't get to see, like Avengers, the Infinity War. The Infinity Wars.
People are losing their shit over it.
Oh, yeah.
The people who saw it, they said, like, yeah, we got to see everything Pixar's coming out with and all the new Star Wars stuff. But that ain't shit compared to Infinity War.
To Infinity Wars, they said Spider-Man, they showed his Spidey sense, which is nothing but his hair raised on his arm. But people are like, oh my God, his hair is raising. He senses danger. You know, they showed, you know, all the people coming together, the Avengers and other heroes that have built up to this moment.
The Guardians of the Galaxy finding Thor floating in space.
Thor, and people like saying, you know, I don't mind this, because people, like, they ready to call spoiler on a trailer. But people like, man, don't worry, because I can talk about it all day. I can write details out, but you didn't see the shit like I did. So it ain't nothing until you see it, you loser. But also, they announced some casting. I got to find out the names. Sammy, do you know the names of the people who were casted? Okay. The only one we know is Will Smith as the genie in Aladdin.
Sure.
But we have, and could you look it up for me if you can? But they, what, and I love the way Disney did this, because Disney was just fucking with people. What's her name? Naomi Scott?
Yeah, she was the Pink Ranger.
Oh, that's where I know that girl from. Do you know the guy?
No, I'm still
around. I understand. That's a harder name.
Mina Basu.
Mina Basu. I look, okay. Hey, can I just get, can I just call him Aladdin? That's a little easier. But you know, the I love the way Disney did this, because Disney was fucking with people. They was like saying, boy, you know, we sure are having a hard time casting Aladdin, and we don't want to piss nobody off, because we know all the brown and black people going to get upset. And they made him mad anyway.
How?
Because brown and black people are like, really? You don't, you out of all the people out there that are brown working in Hollywood, you can't find one? You can't even find like a Puerto Rican or something to play Aladdin, anything. And Disney came back quick and like, oh, he's just playing. We got a couple right here. They just wanted to make people mad.
Sure.
Yeah, they were fucking with people, because people were seriously upset. What you mean you can't? See, I knew it. You can't figure it out because you want to cast a white person. We just fucking with you. We got it. Yeah, they came out too quick. A day later. With that, I love it.
Well, you know, that's like when they had the big talent search to find who was going to play Selena, knowing that they had already cast Jennifer Lopez anyway.
I know.
It had all those girls, all those Mexican girls in Corpus Christi lined up around the block, hoping for their chance to play Selena. When they knew ahead of time, like, yeah, this shit's already done.
Oh, I know. Shit, I think they had every Mexican trying out for Aladdin. Lined up and shit, that was the next Home Depot. Right there. I can do it. But I love the way Will Smith looked like. Yeah, he's like, he already know people hating on him. He's like, forgive me, y'all, this is a big ass paycheck.
Yeah, he's been needing a big hit for a while,
and he knows, like he took the role and realized, fuck. Shit, that's right. Robin Williams did it.
I'm sure somebody convinced him. They say, man, listen, maybe you can't be Robin Williams, but if not you, then who?
Oh,
who,
yeah.
Who else can do it but you?
Oh, he looked like he already know. They're about to tear his ass apart. He's looking at us like, help me. Nah, Negro, you took that check. You on your own. You hide out in that lamp for a little bit. But, hey, you know what? We don't know. They got it cast. They see something. And the thing, though, that people are really excited about is that there was, out of all the Avengers and the Aladdins and even the Star Wars that they announced, there was one thing that got people very excited.
Yeah, I figured you were going to say that.
I love that shit. If there's one lyric I know in a song.
Just the point note.
I don't know the hacienda or whatever other part. But they were talking about the live action Lion King remake. And everybody was excited about it. You know something? I got to say, this is really fucked up, too. This is why I don't like The Lion King. Because Lion King, they have all these animals come out there. If you look at them, they have to go out there, and they got to bow, and they got to cheer and shit. It's like they potentially have to kiss the ass of the person that's going to probably eat them one day.
But they have to do that so he doesn't eat them one day.
Hey, man, I was at your party. What about your friend? Man, I had shit to lost. Man, my mama was sick. But damn, that one monkey right there. Yeah! Simba! That monkey like, fuck yeah!
He's on Molly.
He's that dude that's fucked up at the concert. Fuck yeah!
I did too much, man.
Trying to pull his tits out. I love you, Simba. But that's what people were excited about. That they said, man, I looked at that part, the very, very legendary part now, where they were up on the rock, and then they lifted up Simba. They showed that part in live action to people, and they said that it looked amazing.
Right. They said the Simba made everybody go, oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Mark. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got to do something. I love that part. When they put them drums. When they did that and that Lion King came up, man, I cried like a motherfucker with that trailer. That shit got to me, man. But they're doing this in a long tradition now. Well, not long. Just long. Started. No. It will be because it's making money. Because after the success of Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast.
Sure.
Disney say, we going to mine this shit for what it's worth.
Right.
We digging deep into that vault.
Oh, well, you know, also the thing with the Lion King is that they went back to Jon Favreau to say, like, listen, you clearly know how to do this.
Yeah.
So we want you on this one as well.
If there's one man who can make animals talk, it's Jon Favreau. And I'm cool with that. But they have some other things that they're working on, too. Already in progress. It's Dumbo. Tim Burton's directing that.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim Burton's Dumbo. You know, a flying emo. Dumbo, why are you so sad? I don't fucking know. But also, they got Pocahontas. I can't remember who's directing
that. Do
they
really?
Yeah. Already in progress.
Okay.
Along with some other things that we'll bring up in a little bit. Now, Disney's going through there, and they are trying to do as much as they can. So instead of talking about the things that they will eventually do, let's talk about the things that they not only will not do, but can't do. I'm going to say now that some of these things that we're going to talk about, they're debatable. But on my list, I say they will never, never, ever try to make these into live action remakes.
Okay.
And Martin says, but hey, never say never. My old motto. But you know what? I would like to hear your opinion on some of those things.
Okay.
But before we start, let's just go ahead and get the most obvious out the way.
Sure.
The one that they ain't ever, ever going to remake. Brought to you in Negro Vision. Hey, man, you know.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine
hit
my way.
Zip-diddy-doo-dah, I'm a happy ass slave. You know, man, this only Disney would go in and Disney-fy the post-Civil War. Oh, zip-diddy-doo-dah. Look at that nigga hanging from a tree. But y'all know it's true. All right, no? Because look. I know it's already live action part of it, but we got that other half, and you're probably saying to yourself, well, what's wrong with this? Well, if you don't know, I don't know where the hell you've been, but I will pose this question to you. The reason why this would, look, the other part, Uncle Remus and everything, oh, he's so lovable. He ain't hurt nobody, and the white folks love him. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. What's worse than a cartoon coon ass rabbit. A live action coon ass rabbit. Imagine that rabbit in live action running around wearing slave clothes, looking like a rabbit, uh-huh. talking that old slave shit. How says Mr. Fox, don't eat me, sir.
Well, you know, it's just pre-Zootopia.
No, where? Without the racism. That's at rabbit today. At rabbit's legit, because back in the day, this shit right here. Oh shit, the old son will walk up on me like that. This shit right here. You know, I mean, look. With Brett, and I know some people are looking at today and like, well, damn, you know, you didn't mind it when it was Dunky.
You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
Well, Dunky wasn't wearing slave clothes either.
Yeah, I don't equate those two things.
No, because some people, I've heard that argument. Well, you know, the Eddie Murphy kind of cooned it up with a donkey. Well, he wasn't running around in fucking rags and potato sacks.
Yeah.
You know, and he was hanging out with an ogre, not, you know, kissing up to the white man. Is it, oh, sir? No, he's kissing a green ass with him. Hey, Shrek, sir, can I go with you? I need some friends. Maybe it is kind of fucked up. I don't know, but. The thing with this is that Uncle Remus character, I know a lot of people, including Disney, back in the day, Disney said, it's all right. Because even then, it was controversial. Back in,
was it?
Yeah. Even back in when this was made at its original time, there was a controversy about trying to. What's that?
What year did it come out?
I'm not sure. But I know that there was a controversy about how they would portray mm-hmm. Uncle Remus in Walt Disney said, well, and a few others said, well, he's not a slave, so, you know, he got his freedom, and, you know, he's just talking about a cartoon rabbit, and I ain't nothing wrong with that. What?
Nothing, I'm just laughing. Hey, I'm anticipating what you're going to say.
You looking at me like I said it, like you get mad at me. Are you trying to justify this shit? Man, I'm just telling you. I wasn't in the decision room when this shit happened.
Okay, I get it.
Marty, if it makes you feel better, I would have said no. But they said that
you'd have been fired.
Yeah, I know. Shit, they probably would lynch my ass in there. What you say now, boy?
Aren't you supposed to be cleaning up around here?
But they said that with Uncle Remus, you know, he was just a gentle guy. But that's the thing; he is that gentle slave mind. You know, he's that gentle slave that's old. You know, ain't nobody really threatened by him or scared of him.
Yeah.
And in a way, he's kind of that guy that. Still has that slave mentality to where he wants to probably, it feels like in the movie, like he wants to sit down and tell white kid stories instead of the black kids, you know?
Sure.
You know, so he won't get his ass beat or killed or something, but it's even messed up the way he's talking because they really rubbed that in, that slave language. Like, and I want to thank Sammy for sending me this, that, yes, sir, I be done having a good day, sir. You know, because they had a Coke ad and Sammy sent me this and they had him talking in slave talk for Coke, a modern day item. And here it is right here. When they done found that delicious drink, they just laughed at the sun. And I don't even think that's laugh. I think that's laughing. They just laughing at the sun. Like slaves drank Coke back in the day.
Right.
After a hard day in the cotton field. Ain't nothing like a, I say so, there'd be nothing like a ice cold Coke.
Nothing. Nothing salves the welts from a fresh whip. Yeah,
like a fresh
ice cold Coke.
Yes, sir, that be the thing.
I was ready. Down my back, yeah. My, down my back to wash the blood off sometimes.
I was ready to go back to work. Look at this shit, too. He's just sitting up and talking to that boy right there. As I told you the story about Brer Rabbit and the Coca-Cola, but this right here, that is why people are a little bit weirded out by that. And the funny thing is that Disney, they buried that here. They tell you, oh man, it's in their vault. You know, we don't fuck with that no
sure.
more. And the fact we just act like it don't exist. But Disney gonna get their money. Disney's they doing some shit on the side, like real secret covert things. They still sell bootlegs of this around, not bootlegs. They actually sell copies of it in other countries.
Do they?
I have a Japanese bootleg of this movie right here. Shit, the Japanese probably thought it was a documentary. But the other thing is that we still see it out in the open. We just don't see it with Uncle Remus and all the, you know, the what people consider to be like the influence on racism out there. Like, if they want to make maybe a Splash Mountain movie.
I know they still have that Splash Mountain with those characters on it.
We're looking at the sign right there. You know, maybe I would debate with you. Maybe they can make a Splash Mountain Splash Mountain movie. You know, have Brer Rabbit talking all that ignorant shit. Get Denzel Washington to do the voice for him or something.
Well, that's sort of my thing. Like you say, there's no way around it, but there is. You don't include Uncle Remus, or if you do. It's like he's just pretending, but he's really part of the Underground Railroad or something.
Or the cartoon train.
Yeah. Or you make it totally about Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer Bear and all that. Yeah, make it Splash Mountain and have those characters come in intermittently like a Scrat.
But Martin, that's what they call a reimagining.
Sure.
It ain't no remake, though.
Well,
in its truest form.
Okay, so here's the thing. It depends on how they're going to get around the crows in Dumbo.
Well, you know what? They ain't going to be there. That's why. They'll be like real corny black dudes. Hey, my man. What's up there, Big D? Why you feeling down, pal? Huh?
Honestly, I have no interest in Tim Burton's Dumbo except to see what they're going to do with the crows.
Oh, yeah. No, them crows ain't going to be in there with gold beaks and shit. Yo, what's up, motherfucker? Look at this goddamn elephant with these big ass ears and shit. Shit, I ain't never seen no motherfucking elephant fly. Disney, I dare you to touch.
D-double dare.
Yeah. Get a what's a motherfucker, 6-foot mafia, whatever they call it. To do that shit. Anyway, next movie that they will not be able to do. Not so much for political reasons, but the next one is Fantasia. Fantasia, not in its form that you're thinking of. Now, Fantasia, which I can tell you, that came out in 1940, Martin, I believe.
Right, but they did the Fantasia 2 not that long ago.
And they did Fantasia 2 in 2000, but then again, that was not a remake.
And they did The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, that is true. No, they did. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Now, Fantasia is a brilliant movie. It's a great film that would lend itself. I mean, I would be all for a remake. Just the Rite of Spring section alone with the dinosaur battles. And this movie could lend itself to some great cinematic imagery.
Well, especially if you brought in different directors to work on it.
Oh, yeah. No, if you brought in different directors to do it, I think it'd be great. And Martin, I heard you. Technically, they did do a Fantasia remake in a way. They had the Sorcerer's Apprentice. You know, the part where Mickey was fighting the brooms and everything. They did it with Nicolas Cage and what's his name?
Jay Baruchel.
This is where we... Even Nicolas Cage is like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Why did y'all do that?
Jay Baruchel is Mickey Mouse.
Surprise, Jay Baruchel didn't kill him because he looked like a broom right there. Just put a stick on his head. But... yeah, technically, they did do that. And they're even remaking another part of it. They're doing Night on Bald Mountain. The Night on Bald Mountain section, which they're going to turn into a whole story, which, to me, they're probably going to fuck that up.
Yeah, you don't need to have a whole story.
No, they work well as a short. You know, they're going to get Johnny Depp to play the demon and shit. Get part of One Direction to come in and fight him and shit. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't need to be a whole movie. It's great as a short. But, and you're right, they did Fantasia 2000 back in 2000, and even that was a small release.
Yeah.
But the thing with this is that, and that's the Rhapsody in Blue section right there. And the problem with this is that Fantasia is it's three things that is very hard to do. It is a musical.
Yeah.
It is an anthology.
Yep.
And it's an art house film too.
That too.
Those things don't work by themselves. So to try to put all of these in a movie today, I don't think they can do it. Now to recreate it as it is, like right here in its true form.
I don't know, man. I mean, so many things you say, look, everything can't be done.
No.
Somebody done.
No. No, go ahead. What did you say?
everything can't be done until somebody does it.
Yeah. It's just a risky thing. And with Disney, today they're about making money. You know. And they're not going to do something that's going to go out there and probably, even like I said, Fantasia 2000, that was a very small release. And that was just done out of kind of respect to Disney.
I mean, who would have thought a hokey Hollywood musical would be the movie that won Best Picture of the Year for 2 minutes?
But it's not an anthology, and it wasn't an art house film.
True, but I'm just saying, it's one of these things where you go like, yeah, that'll never work, and then somebody has the balls to do it, and people go like, oh, that actually worked really well.
It will never happen.
Okay.
I'm telling you this.
All right. If you need it to never happen, then it'll never happen.
I do, because that's the way I took my notes, right? It says never will happen. We got to stick to that. No, but you do make a good point. I don't see it, and I think it's too risky, but I do, you're right. You never say never.
Like, when you look at Birdman, you think about that, everything that goes into that. Who would have, you know, you'd be like, oh, that's a cool art house movie, but, you know, who thought it would go all with the full distance to Best Picture of the Year?
And you're right. They might do something one day where no one thought this could work, mm-hmm. and they did it. It might be one of the most amazing movies that you have to see. I'll tell you what. We can agree on this. I think they can remake this when we have holograms. You can experience the movie.
Well, say they pull in, like, you know, they have several different director for each part. Mm-hmm. So you got the Wachowskis on one part because they seem perfect for it. Mm-hmm. You got Christopher Nolan, mm-hmm. who's a name everybody loves. Mm-hmm. Maybe David Fincher. Mm-hmm. So those mm-hmm. names already bring in people. You get some A-list Hollywood stars who aren't there for the whole movie. So mm-hmm. you aren't paying them quite as much, and they understand it's an art piece. And it gets good word of mouth. It could go all the way.
Netflix. Shit ain't going to the theater. So
it's going to be a visual spectacle that you want to see on the theater.
Time will tell. You know what, brother?
In IMAX.
Martin, I'll give you $100.
James Cameron.
If we in the 80s, if we are 80 years old and we in an old folks home, I will give you $200.
If what?
If this gets remade. $300. Shake my hand right now. Here you go.
If it doesn't, I ain't paying you shit.
Oh, you gonna pay me?
No, I ain't.
I'm gonna roll over there and unplug your ass. You gonna get me my
not
money?
If I unplug you first.
I like the way he's. I'm talking about 50 years from now. He's like, now you can back it up, man. I don't know. I ain't sure about
this.
Man,
all I said was that it's possible. You're saying it's impossible.
I'm sticking with that. It ain't happening. Not at the theater. Not on the screen. Unless that shit is just a whole new immersive technological experience. It ain't happening. And I'm putting my word on that. I'll give you the next one.
Okay. The Avengers.
No. The next one.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Don't. Oh, that's right. I can see why you're arguing now. When Martin said there would never be an Avengers movie, Martin ain't going to ever say never again. I don't blame you. That's a good rule to stick by. The next one that I say will not be remade into a live action movie is The Sword in the Stone.
Why not?
You know what? I know what you're saying. Juliana looking at me, she's like, you fool, it already has. What are you, stupid? No, you're talking about Guy Ritchie, who fucked it up for everybody.
Yeah, but it did get made, though.
But not by Disney.
Did he not pull a sword from the stone?
But not by Disney. And I'm talking about not this clusterfuck of a movie that this man made. I'm talking about Disney's Sword in the Stone. I'm talking about the scrawny little author. I'm talking about like the comedic version of it. Now, I will say that I would like to, before you think I'm being unfair, I would love to see this be remade because there's a lot of great things in here. Just for the wizard's duel that's in the movie, which has a great fight between two wizards where they keep changing into different animals
right.
and trying to one-up each other. I think that would be amazing as a movie. But the reason why I don't think Disney will do it is because Disney, I mean, they got to gauge what's going to make money.
Sure.
And at the moment, there's too many King Arthur properties out there.
Well,
I think they'll be mixed in with
it. Between Guy Ritchie and Transformers, they have screwed the pooch on King Arthur.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, you know, if you could have King Arthur's cure for cancer, and people are like, nah, I'm going to just go ahead and die.
No. King Arthur is a cancer. Kill me now.
But all it takes is a couple years for people to kind of like forget a little bit, see the Disney name. It wouldn't be called King Arthur. It'd be called the Sword in the Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they'd have a comedic take with just actors you like, it'd be enough for people to go like, I'm going to give this a chance. Or I remember when I was a kid. Let's go see it. Or, man, I'm so ready for somebody to do King Arthur right.
Yeah. And you know what? That's one that I don't see them doing. But that's one I'm saying that is debatable, mm-hmm. that it can get done. I just think that Disney really wants things that they already know are deemed as classics that people saw in abundance. And Sword in the Stone, as much as I like it.
Yeah, it wasn't one of the big hits.
No, it wasn't one of the huge hits. And, you know, I would love to see this get made. You know, my favorite line in here, too. I love that dude. You mean that dude who's like, hey, get the fuck off that sword. Let the boy try.
Hold on. That's not fair.
I say we let the boy try it.
That's what I say. Give the boy a chance.
You know, some people are like, okay, shit.
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. Was that Tony the Tiger?
Yeah, the same guy.
Let the boy try. He's great.
The actor's name is Thurl Ravenscroft.
Damn, you had to have a voice with a name like right. that. Because, you know, either you're going to be like a little rich wimp kid. They throw a Ravencroft. Are you going to be like.
What did you say?
Yeah. Hello, I'm Thurl Ravencroft. That motherfucker was a king. Right. Walk around with a crown on and shit. But, you know, I'll give you that. I just think that it's such a big IP and an open IP that they won't really jump on
well,
that.
Well, I think. I mean, there'll come a point when they're going to be like, all right, what else we got?
It's true. Maybe.
Because I'm going through it all.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about that today, like with them doing the Infinity War with Marvel. I'm like, man, y'all have kind of hit the end all be all of these things. Like, once you do this, what else big you got left?
They got plenty more. That's why I think they'll pass over that. Unless the trend is just that strong with people like, shit, man, I need something else.
I know.
Man, give me that sword. Shit. I don't give a fuck.
All we got left is sword. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. See, I'll take that Uncle Remus, man. Please. Please. But here's another one. This is kind of a group one right here.
Okay.
Again, it's a debatable one. That's why, right. That's why I like to have your opinion on it.
Sure.
Anything where animals wore clothes.
Oh. Huh.
It's kind of hard, right?
Those are tough.
That's a tough one.
Pulling off the animals wearing clothes. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, you had Stuart Little.
You had Stuart Little, but. What's that? But that's, let me just, it's still a CG. She said, look at her. Boy, she's trying to just set my ass up for failure. You dumb bitch. Zootopia had clothes. And then I like the way she's like, oh, yeah, it's still a cartoon, ain't it? She's just heckling my ass. You dumb motherfucker. What about Zootopia? She can ready to throw a can at me. But no, Zootopia does not count because they're in clothes. The reason why it's hard is because a lot of these things where animals wore clothes, they were sort of humans. You know, they were anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
I mean, and plus, it just you're not going to touch the characters that we see as animation. With live action. I mean, I'm looking at one of my favorites, Robin Hood. I love Robin Hood.
Love Robin Hood. I think that's the first movie I ever saw in a theater.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say.
He's high as hell. Man, they just came from behind a bush smoking weed.
Well, it looks like they don't have a care in the world.
Yeah.
Ain't the sheriff trying to catch y'all?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll get to it after I smoke this joint. You see where he came from behind that bush? Shit. Oh, shit, they just got through fucking each other. You say, wait a minute, yeah. Hey, man. What else we going to do today?
After you. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle lolly, oodle lolly, golly, what a day.
They out there swimming, smoking weed. Having a good time. And meanwhile, in Nottingham.
I'm inclined to be.
Aw.
If we weren't so down, we'd up and leave.
Well, that's the part where Prince John, where the whole state, like they made fun of him, and the whole village people just talking about, hey, that's fucking Prince John right there. Did a puppet show or something with him, and he got hurt. He got word of like, that's me. He's like, fucking all y'all going to jail.
He put cases on you.
He put the whole town in jail. Yeah, mice locked up in chains. You know, I love Robin Hood. And the thing with Robin Hood is that when you look at the version that we have right here, where, you know, we're making fun of it, but I love this Robin Hood, the fox standing upright wearing clothes, and you're not going to touch that. You're not going to put a hat on a fox, a real fox. And have me, you know, I'm talking about if you want to do a live action remake.
Right, I get what you're saying, to make him look like he's a real, like they're real animals.
Yeah, and if you like try.
Like you could with the Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And let's just say you try to make him stand upright and everything, and that's where you get that weird furry cosplay shit. Uh-huh. You know, you can't. Yeah. It's just best. I mean, if you really want to do it, because I'm looking at other things like I put a picture up. When I was talking about anything with animals and clothes, I was looking at the Rescuers and the Great Mouse Detective and a few others that they have. And if you want to do that, the closest I think you're going to be able to get to it is doing it Zootopia style.
Sure.
I don't think you're going to be able to do it like real animals.
Well, man, you know the one they'd have the most trouble with?
What's that?
The Aristocats?
That's one I think they can do. You know what? Hold that thought.
Okay.
Because we'll save it for after. I'm going to talk about some. We'll just briefly talk about the ones that will work. I will give an exception, though. Winnie the Pooh. Because Winnie the Pooh's the only one. He's not a real animal. He really don't wear pants or anything.
Yeah, you'd have to show them all as stuffed animals. But sort of like the whole thing is that you forget they're stuffed animals. But you'd have to actually make them – like they would have to do it in a way where you never got to forget that.
And I think they are working on a Winnie the Pooh live action movie. Yeah, I think Juliana's like, yeah, they are. I like the way she's scared to say anything now. She really want to yell, you dumb motherfucker, they are doing one. No.
Well, she could have yelled that from the hallway.
They're watching her taking a pee. She hears me from
I know.
Hey, they are doing one. But let's go ahead and move on to the next one right here. This is one I think that you'll agree with me on. Now, they can do it, but I'm going to tell you a reason why I don't think they'll do it now.
Okay.
There once was a spirit so cruel that it was imprisoned forever in the form of a great black cauldron.
The Black Cauldron, man.
You know what? I've never seen that movie.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something about this movie, man. At the time, I loved the movie just because I was an animation nerd. Mm-hmm. And I loved that this was a PG. Because PG for like animated movie, hold on. PG for animated movies back in the day, that was rare. Especially coming from Disney.
What I remember about this movie coming out, I remember people being super excited about it. Like it got held up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was finally coming out. But I was just kind of like, I don't get it. I don't know what y'all are going on about. And I just never got the chance to see it.
Well,
but I remember the people who were excited when they saw it, they came back disappointed.
Yeah, that's because it was great that Disney was trying to do something bold. Mm-hmm. It was a sword and sorcery movie, and it was PG, and they were doing they were getting a little bold with it. But the characters weren't shit.
Oh,
yeah, the lead characters they're not memorable at all. They lack so much personality. You could just call it boy and girl as the lead, and all the other side characters weren't that much. Even the villain wasn't that well known. They called him the Horn King. He had no personality. Looked like Skeletor with antlers on. And, you know, he didn't do anything except stand over a cauldron and just say, do my bidding. You know, it was not a memorable movie.
It seemed like this was during that dark period of animation where there just wasn't a lot of creative stuff coming out.
No, there wasn't. It was a period where Disney was kind of in transition. They didn't know what they wanted to do. And the reason why I'm saying that it won't really get remade. Now, unless Sword and Sorcery comes back and they just find a great angle for this.
Sure, they go all Game of Thrones with it.
Yeah, well, I doubt that. Yeah, the two leaves actually brother and sister have sex with each other. But this, the reason why I don't think they'll do it is because I already kind of, they know we're not going to do this again. So, like, let's just pick it apart. Because you already see things. Like, one of the things about the movies is that they took kids in there and they scared the fuck out these kids. Mm. Because they had the dead rising with weapons and swords, and it scared the fuck out of kids in there. And they took a lot of that imagery and put it in a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Is that Lord of the Rings? Well, they did, you know, it's I think they have some of the same thing like in Pirates of the Caribbean, too, where.
On the ride?
No, like in the movie where. Oh. What's his name? The guy that's dead and
Barbossa?
Shit. Barbossa. Yeah, I think they're already kind of covering some old ground with this. Boy, when I remember seeing this as a kid, and I ain't heard so many kids, they didn't even scream. They were terrified at this shit. I remember sitting next to one mother with a little girl, and the little girl just was just staring at us off in the street like, Mama, I want to go home. Mama, not now, Mama. You know, it was kids were terrified at this. It was.
Look over and go,
shut the fuck up. So turn over like, boo. But yeah, it was a movie that was kind of confused too. It's like they didn't know the right audience to pitch this to.
Yeah.
At the time, adults weren't going to go see it, and also kids were being really scared by it. And the story was just all over the place, so they didn't really know what they wanted to do with this. And I think that they're not going to. I don't think that they're ever going to go back and try to make anything out of this. The demand is just not there for it. Hmm. It's also just a weak story.
Okay, but think about this. Somebody comes in with a script for an idea, a similar idea. It's really cool. And they're just like, we just need something to help market it, a brand name for it. Slap the Black Cauldron on this script.
They could probably do that. They could probably do that. But, you know, this is I think this is from a book. So I'm not to do it like it's written and to do it in its original vision. I just don't think that that's going to happen. And that's just my opinion right there. But as Martin has been saying all day, never say never. And
I mean, with a lot of these, I see a way it could happen. I'm not saying it's likely, but say they came to us and said, we need you guys to do this.
Yeah. Damn, look at that shit. I think that's the point. That girl shit her pants. Mom, I just shit my pants. Let's go. But
plus, kids are used to zombies now.
Today, yeah, it's probably a different thing. Here's one to remake. I don't think this is going to happen because there was a part in the 80s where that's when Katzenberg was in there and Disney just did not really have a grasp on the animation. I think at one time Katzenberg was even talking about closing the animation studio.
I remember that.
And this was after a few failures that they had during a period where they just could not make classic Disney. They were trying to be too modern. They were trying to actually come in and not try to be what was before, because after the Black Cauldron, well, fantasy and magic and all that shit wasn't working. They didn't want to do princesses anymore either.
Yeah.
And that's when you got this film here.
Oliver, the little orphan who fell in with Fagin, the Dodger, and a gang of canine con artists out to take New York for all it's worth.
Oliver and Company. Do you remember that? The canine retelling of
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist. Do you love that?
Yeah, I remember seeing it in the theater. And
Billy Joel, yeah.
Billy Joel, yeah. I remember, like, for what it was, I was like, I like it okay.
It was, and you're talking to a guy that loves Disney animation at the time. It just, for me, it just didn't have that magic that Disney's known for. And I think the reason why this isn't held as a classic, first of all, I think the story's kind of weak, but
Charles Dickens? Come on.
Yeah, it was told with dogs. Come on. You come on. Billy Joel is a fucking dog. In an Oliver Twist story. But it was the music and the attempt to make it too modern. It was the music felt dated. And no offense to Billy Joel. Billy Joel, I thought, did a fine job as the voice of the Dodger.
Yeah.
And I thought that the movie wasn't terrible, but the music just was... It felt like a product of its time. Why should I worry? Why should I care? You may not have it down, but I got peace out my face. I mean, when it starts out, it sounds like it's about to be an 80s hip-hop song or something. You know, and it doesn't have lasting power, if you ask me. And I don't think the characters that really do that much either. I remember Oliver, the kitten in the movie. A lot of people are saying, I remember.
Oliver's forgettable.
Yeah, would you say in any form?
Yeah, no, it was the Dodger that was exciting.
Yeah.
But his movie.
Again, it was a movie that just felt like a product of its time being so modern. It was modern to a fault at that moment.
Okay.
And it doesn't date too well. And Disney, the reason why, they could go and make it, but the reason why I'm saying most of these movies are not going to actually be remade is because they're not sure things. Disney is going in and playing off nostalgia for things that are sure.
Yeah.
The Black Cauldron, Oliver and Company, even Fantasia, those things are not bankable right off the bat.
Right.
And there were some things that Disney did try. Now, Disney went through an awkward period, and this was in the 90s. And this is
their teenager.
Yeah.
They had acne and their voices cracking. They weren't used to their bodies, so they kept tripping a lot.
Oh, yeah. They were horny a lot. Yeah. <You know? laughs> I have an idea for a movie. And they did a lot of weird shit at the time. And some of it worked. Look, some of it paid off. And some of these things are not in the 90s either. We're talking about in the 2000s also.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had Lilo and Stitch. We had The Emperor's New Groove. Mm-hmm. So there were periods where between the late 90s and the early 2000s, probably mostly even the early 2000s, they were trying to do a lot of weird things. even with something, I wasn't crazy about this movie. I think it's very forgettable, but I'd even say Meet the Robinsons is in there.
Yeah.
CG animated feature.
Sure.
But there was a period where Disney just didn't know what the fuck it was doing. They went, and I mean, I swear to God that they were just spitballing shit and never completed the idea before they started filming. Chicken Little. Brother Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Do you remember anything about those movies?
What I remember was that was during a time, well, like with Chicken Little, like Pixar was way on top. And Disney mm-hmm. was like, well, hey, maybe we can do that too. And then Chicken Little came out and you went, no, you can't. Don't ever try to do that again.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That was a I don't think it was a flop, but it didn't do as well. And I know it was a critical failure, too. And it just felt scattershot.
Yeah, it was scattershot. It was just a bunch of random ideas kind of stuck together. And they were trying to do the whole DreamWorks thing where – because the commercials was just Chicken Little dancing. Get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's all you got?
And the time they got real desperate, that's when people really asked, what the fuck were you thinking? Is when they decided to do an animated movie about cows. Remember Home on the Range?
Well, that was one where they were shutting down the studio as they were making the movie.
Oh, yeah. But still, people like, you know, the demand ain't really out there for some talking cows.
Yeah. But I only give that movie credit in as much as, well, there's not anything else like it, so they were trying something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
it just, you know, it's just when you watch that movie, like, it starts out like, okay, let's see where this is going. And then halfway through, it just starts petering out. Well, it's like they were taking the animation stands, they were dismantling the animation stands while the people were working, just turning computers off.
Well, Martin, they don't reward effort. You know what I mean? It's like it was a critical flop, and also people just didn't see it. And again, a lot of people thought like, all right, well, shit. Maybe we're all on the verge of shutting this studio down.
Yeah, they were like, this is the end of 2D animation here.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Brother Bear, that was just one of those like, well, I guess you had to do something.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, I don't get it. Fucking psychedelic cows, a guy who turns into a bear.
The ending is that the hero turns into a bear, and he just learns to live with it.
Shit. What
I'm like, that's good and all until he has to have sex with another bear. I changed my mind.
Hey, give him long enough. So, you looking all right. You know, bear trying to go in the city, rent a prostitute.
No.
I do not fuck bears.
Have some
limits. And if I do, you can't afford it. But, you know, that was a point when they had a lot of success with the renaissance of Disney, where they had, you know, the Little Mermaid that came in.
Oh, well,
followed by Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
and
turned everything around.
Yeah, but there was there's a movie there in that Renaissance period where this for sure, I'm sure they cannot do. Now they can try if they want to, but I don't think it'll be in good taste. And if they do it in live action, it's going to be insane. Like the lead character
lived a solitary life behind stone walls.
Hey, Quasi, what's going on out there? A fight? A flogging?
The Festival of Fools.
All right, all right. Wine, women, and song.
This is a story about a deformed man who lives alone in a balcony in a bell tower and gets such Stockholm syndrome and is so lonely that he starts talking to himself in the form of gargoyles. Mm-hmm. It's maybe an animation that'll work, but in live action, that's just sad.
I honestly felt like this didn't really even work as animation.
I didn't either. I know some people who love it, but I remember watching this and I'm like, I don't fucking get this.
The villain sings a whole song about how sexually repressed he is.
Yeah. And the whole message is like, hey, you know what? If you are deformed and lonely, just give up on life.
Yeah.
Love is for the beautiful people.
Yeah, it's not going to work out for you.
Yeah. He took the blondest dude in the village and hooked him up with that gypsy chick.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, what kind of message is this for kids?
Well, yeah, but if you're deformed, maybe you can't find love, but you can help support the pretty people.
Yeah, you can give it to somebody else.
You can be their backup and make sure things work out for them. And that's reward enough.
And I just don't think that this will work. In live action, y'all don't get it. With all these colors and all these talking gargoyles and everything, it looks lovely. But when you put it in live action, it's fucked up. And I thought it was fucked up when it was in animation.
Yeah, that story is nothing but tragedy.
Yeah.
The idea that they wanted to make a happy musical with it was just like, all right, I got to see this. And then seeing it's like, yep, didn't work.
Yeah. shit, Universal's trying to bring it back as a horror movie. Disney or them making cartoons out of it and shit. Just don't think it'll work in live action. We're going to be closing up here soon, but Disney did go to they went through a phase where they're trying to be edgy. They were trying to be action-oriented. You know, yeah, we gave girls princesses for years, but the boys been asking for something for a long time. Get that boy money up in there. You remember when they did Atlantis? Search for the Lost, some shit, whatever?
Yeah.
And that was to a point where they've been ripping off anime, like people talking about, man, I recognize what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, they tried to do with that, and that was that movie was not very successful. I remember, like, a lot of critics not liking it, but that was a movie that I did like, Treasure Planet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that movie was very successful.
You're okay in there, right?
No.
But it had potential. The
Cyborg. It was like if you took Treasure Island and combined it with Guardians of the Galaxy or something, and this is what you got. Both those movies, Atlantis and this, again, just an area where they don't have the brand recognition. I don't even think Disney remembers making these movies because they don't ever talk about them. Yeah. They don't ever promote them too heavily.
True.
And it's just something where if you ain't on Disney's radar, you ain't getting them. You ain't getting a remake. You ain't getting another movie. You sitting at the back table at the wedding. You know you ain't. And it's too bad because they're good ideas, but they're just not bankable ideas. I don't think.
So how do you feel about Hercules?
Hercules, you know what? Hercules is something I think can probably work because it was successful, and a lot of people remember that movie fondly. So I'm not going to rule that out. But these two right here as the action movies, and plus Hercules was a musical.
Right.
And you think about it. And these were not.
No, they weren't.
Not at all. I admire for what they tried to do. But getting remakes, highly doubted. And the last thing that I have to mention that is definitely, say what you will about anything that I've mentioned. You brought some good points up as to why some of these probably can work. But one you cannot argue with, at least I don't believe, is that you ain't going to fuck with those legacy characters. You ain't getting a real Mickey. You ain't getting a real Donald. And you sure as hell ain't getting a real Goofy. You know, this is it. We're looking at a picture right now. Thank you, Sammy, for making these. I told Sammy, man, just for my sake, get a real mouse and put him in some pants. And I was like, nope, don't fucking work. And you're not going to see this, which means you ain't ever getting the three caballeros.
Oh, I know.
You know, you ain't seeing a real... You ain't seen a real Donald Duck out there singing with a real parrot and a whatever that fucking bird is.
Rooster,
yeah. You're not going to get Mickey's Christmas Carol. You know, that's not happening. And you sure as hell, you ain't getting no Goofy movie. You know, no live action remake of a Goofy movie.
Stop goofing around.
You know, that is not happening. I know a lot of people love the Goofy movie, and you wouldn't want to see a live-action remake, but say what you will, those things will not work. Now, the things that, and just real briefly, the things I think will work are Aristocats, Bambi, Lady and the Tramp, because those characters are, their anatomy is somewhat correct for animals.
You are correct on that. The reason I think about the Aristocats is because, man, it's such a fun movie, great musical numbers and all. I mean, the animals, they play instruments that you got to anthropomorphize them to do that. But that band that they play with, man, it's so full of racial stereotypes.
Oh, really?
That Siamese cat, man, that shit is fucked.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. Now, they can take those out, like the Taking the Crows out. But, man, those Siamese cats, I forgot about that.
I ain't
that.
Talking about the ones in Lady and Tramp, although they're bad, too. But there's a Siamese cat in the Aristocats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's worse.
Oh, really?
I mean, he does.
Oh.
Doing his songs. Yeah, fortune cookie, always wrong.
Oh, meow. Oh, meow. Yeah, but what is it? Aristocats?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to see if I can find that cat. Siamese cat. Because it's been a long time since I've seen it, man.
Yeah, I used to watch it all the time.
I tell you.
And we love the movie. It's fun, but I would always see that part and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Then back in the 50s.
Because I remember when. I remember when, what you call it? Oh, there. God damn.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. Gotta put that on the list.
Shanghai
Hong Kong Egg Foo Young.
Shit!
Fortune cookie always wrong. Not the hot one. Shanghai Hong Kong Egg Foo Young.
It made him goof his foot. Yeah. I like the way they put a partner. You can even understand him. He's saying, I want to hot dog. I like that one cat stopped. What the fuck?
Hold on, man. Hold on. Yeah. You can't do that.
Translator? The fuck you say? No, I don't want an egg roll in my meal. It's okay.
Fortune cookie always wrong. Not the hot one. Shanghai, Hong Kong.
Oh, they put that shit in the loop. I was like, wow, they are really racist with this shit. I forgot that scene went on that long. But yeah, man. Okay. We'll add it to the list. That fucking cat and Uncle Remus, they should make a movie together.
Just traveling the highways and byways.
I'll say that, cat. Where are we going next? Oh, it's a kind of thing that's been going on here. That is, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry this shit exists. You know, the funny thing about it is, I saw that in Song of the South in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
And Leonard Maltin, who's a big critic today, I remember him watching Song of the South. He's like, this movie's delightful. I give it a perfect 10. Yeah. You're talking today, like, I didn't fucking say that. Yeah, you did.
I was misquoted by myself.
I've gone through sensitivity training. I know. I'm sorry. Man, I like the way the chat is talking about, God damn. I mean, his teeth are hanging out. Yeah. Everything. Every stereotype they put in there, they could. I
He's playing a piano with chopsticks.
It should have had just rice flying all over the place while he's doing that. Wow. There's an image of Dumbo?
It's fucking weird looking.
Ooh, okay, I'll take a look at that. No, wow. No, man, that's some... I'm looking at this. What's that motherfucker that did Eraserhead? What's his name?
Oh, David Lynch?
This is some David Lynch shit right here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just weird looking right there. Maybe it's not finished.
Oh, that's when he's a baby.
Yeah, but it's still... I hope that's not finished.
Well, you know how things can look weird when they're still and then they start to move?
That's when it's weirder. That shit.
Sometimes they look okay when they're moving around.
That shit look like somebody out of episode one. Hey, Annie.
Oh, that's right.
Hey. Flying around those. Hey, Annie, you're going to rest today. Give me my money.
Get my money.
Hey, Dumbo. Yeah, man. Oh,
wow,
well.
He does look like that thing from episode one.
Yeah. Just put a little,
just a little
just
beard.
Give him a little beer. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, there you go, people. There are the movies. And hey, if you have anything, I'm not saying that I'm completely right. I know I started out with like very strong convictions, but if you think I'm right or wrong, let me know and come up with just some of your own answers if you want to let us know what you think. And like I said, maybe we missed a few. Maybe I'm sure there's a racial stereotype I didn't uncover a little while.
Yeah, once you go digging back, you know, like Peter Pan and the
Indians. Yeah, I know.
But I love Peter Pan.
Yeah, racism and everything.
You gotta take the good with the bad sometimes.
I know, man. A little secret right here. I like Song of the South.
It's delightful,
man. If it weren't for that damn racism, it'd be a really good movie, man. Just make you want to go zip it a doodah. All right, let's see what else we got. Somebody said, I'm going to zippity doo-dah right up your ass. I'm talking about that movie. All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, now Disney did release something for the people out there. And what's interesting about this, we're talking about A Wrinkle in Time. Now, what's interesting about that is that we heard that Ava DuVernay, is that her name?
No, you got it.
Thank you. Yeah, enchanté. But Ava DuVernay, she had a falling out with Disney over Black Panther. I don't know if people took it as a falling out. She said, yeah, I can't have control and do things my way. Because, you know, Marvel going to make sure you just a hired hand.
I mean, they're like, you could do it your way as long as your way is the same as our way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what you do when you get hired by Marvel? They pull out a chair and they say, just sit there. And just point every now and then. Just move people around. But we got everything else. But a lot of people thought that, you know, when you hear directors parting ways with the studio, that is some bad terms. And they're not going to work together again, or at least for a very long time. But they said, no. We still like old girl. You know, in fact, we're going to bring her in and let her direct a classic, the 1963 book, A Wrinkle in Time. Martin said he read the book, said you didn't like it too much.
Well, I can't say I read it. I started to read it, and I wasn't feeling it.
I couldn't even finish it. So bad. So, Martin, well, you know.
Look, I'm not saying it's bad. I am not at all saying it's bad. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and I wasn't digging what it was.
Oh, you wanted what you wanted.
You know what? That's actually an accurate description of it.
See? You do it too sometimes.
No, but I fully admit that. Like, there's some things I think are bad and some things I recognize like, hey, this isn't bad. It's just not my thing.
It's not what you want. Yeah. Not what old Mr. Thomas wants right there. Well, Martin, Disney heard you. And they said, you know, we don't want Martin to sit out there and not be pleased and be disappointed with this great story right here. Maybe we can make a version of this that he enjoys.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about the movie. I never read the book. I'm looking at this, and maybe, Martin, you can help me out with it a little bit. And I'll tell you why after we watch the trailer.
What if we are here for a reason? What if we are a part of something truly divine? Imagine 91 billion light years traveled.
But Captain Kirk,
I can act.
I've seen the stars.
He's like, fuck. It really works. All I gotta do is say it.
Your father has accomplished something extraordinary. Also dangerous. He's trapped by his
music
that's actively spreading throughout the universe. And the only one who can stop it is you. Be a warrior.
I'll try.
You're going to be tested every step of the way. Trust me. Nothing.
Darling, time for dinner. Are you lost?
The only thing faster than light is the darkness.
That depressed ass girl singing, you know, that same girl, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking another classic song and I'll just slow it down. And it's like, you don't need to do that with Sweet Dreams.
And then they go to Hot Topic and pick up that emo depressed ass girl and have her sing, everybody's looking for, wake up, something.
Where's the Prozac? Don't give it to her yet.
Yeah. Take all the sharp objects out the room. She's a cutter. But this, man. I saw another version of this. I think Disney remade it because at least they had the rights to it at one time. I don't know if it was made by another company, but they had the rights to it at one time and released a movie back in 2003.
This is incredible.
As Disney presents A Wrinkle in Time, Meg Murray had the perfect family.
Whenever you need me, I'll be right here.
Until her father mysteriously vanished into the unknown.
Like right there.
I'll be right here. Where, Dad? Yoink.
I mean, you talk about deadbeat dad.
Too late.
Yeah, move so fast, you teleported out. I'll be right here. Child support.
Beat me up.
Yeah, but I could kind of understand what's going on in that trailer. The problem with this, man, is that this, and I'm not saying it's a problem. I shouldn't say that because for fans of the book, it might be something that they're cool with. But I don't know what the hell is happening here. It's moving so fast. And it's moving so fast that I will say this. It moves so fast, maybe to a fault, but you got to watch the trailer twice to catch some things. They're characters that if you don't look close, you won't know it's them, or you miss them in certain forms.
Yeah, looks like them at different ages.
Yeah, that might be what it is. But there's some people that I didn't even see before, like Zach Galifianakis. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even recognize him because he's actually looking good. He dropped a little weight.
Right.
I actually thought he was Chris Pine for just a split second. I'm like,
yeah,
damn, Z-Boy looking good right now. Hey, who knew, man?
Uh-huh.
Little goofy ass from the Hangover would actually be a guy who looks a little bit handsome right there. Got a little ruggedness going on. But if you blink, seriously, if you blink, you miss him. It took me a while to even realize that there were two people playing the same parts. And I didn't even know who they were because they looked different. And that's kind of cool. Reese Witherspoon, as you said, she might be playing two different ages here. But did you recognize that was her?
No, I did not.
Exactly. I didn't either. And I had to watch the trailer twice to get that it was her. I knew one person was who they are, but I didn't know that they were also playing dual roles. Oprah ain't here.
Right.
Looking like she's about to set off the Hunger Games right now.
It's funny because I was reading stuff about this at the same time about the Valerian and Infinity War, and I couldn't tell. I thought she was from one of those other two movies.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Yeah, she might as well be in the Fifth Element right there.
Because that looks so Valerian right there with that ultra blue cyan sky.
No, it does. It does. And some people even say, like, she's an anime character. I remember I read one thing on Facebook. They said, but you know, this is not even her final form.
I saw that, too.
She's about to go Super Saiyan on everybody right now. But I didn't recognize her. And you should. I mean, it was up close, but everything was moving so fast. I didn't recognize that she played another character here with that Goldilocks wig on.
Oh, I just figured she was the same character, just wearing different clothes.
And it could be. It could be. But, you know... Again, who knows when it's moving so fast? Corey G actually made me. He said something one time, and every time I see somebody with a weird wig on, especially blonde wig and long, or they have a weird face, we were watching that movie with the girl Amy Schumer. The last one that just came out.
Shipwreck.
whatever, man. Yeah, Ragnarok or whatever, you know, but. Snatched, and they had Goldie Hawn in there, uh-huh. and Corey Goodwin said that she looked like E.T. with that long hair,
Ooh.
And I'm looking at Oprah, and ever since he said that, every time I see somebody with a fake-looking wig, I see E.T. with that wig on. And it's a mean thing, but I was like, shit, he just ruined it for me. And, you know, I'm glad to see some people who I saw recently in movies, like the guy from Moonlight. Andre Holland. Right there. Who I love the way he has just a split second in this trailer. Uh-huh. He's like, I'm going to make the most out of this shit.
That face says so much.
He says, I'm going to give you the most dramatic look I can give.
That is the quintessential nigga please.
Yeah. Not only that, but nigga, you short. You better give me the rest of my money. He is milking that look right there. I'm glad to see that guy. I really liked him in Moonlight.
Oh, he was also, while Moonlight was out, he was in American Horror Story.
Was he? Mm-hmm. Was he? I really like the guy. I'm glad that he's getting work. I mean, you're talking about the trailer going so fast. I looked at him and I saw people playing dual roles. I actually thought he was that little girl with the light skin. She just grew a beard or some shit. But looking at this, I just don't understand what the story is, and I don't know if that's because the trailer's moving so fast or if they're just trying to appeal to people who know the book, because I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah,
at all.
There's so much. Yeah, I think unless you've read the book, you don't really know. It looks like the dad is some time traveler, and they're going trying to find him and coming up in all these different timelines or realities, and they're aging back and forth because they see different actresses, like the actress what's her name, Gugu Mbatha Raw.
Yeah, sure.
Like she's that young girl when she's older, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to piece it together like you are.
I know. Shit, you read the book, or at least half of it. So
the first part.
Yeah, and I get the feeling that this is I wonder how big the book is with people, because I get the feeling that a lot of people are not.
Well, it's considered a classic sci-fi book.
I know.
And I've heard about my whole life.
And as we know, those things don't always translate well. And it's a good thing that they're not giving everything away. I'm more on the side of that. It's just that when I watch it, I'm still getting the feeling of one particular movie that Disney had a trailer that was similar to this. And the movie didn't do all that well.
Very long time.
Tomorrowland.
Something happened over there? Something bad?
They followed you here?
Who?
Come on. Get in.
How is this a good idea?
And that was another one where people are like, what the fuck?
Well, it doesn't have that same actress who ruins everything.
No, no, it doesn't. No, but, you know, I that's a feeling I get. It's like, I'm for the movie. I love Ava DuVernay anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't think she'd work on a project that really didn't appeal to her. And it's a classic book. But it's nothing that's jumping out at me because I don't know what the hell's going on with this.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. Some of the visuals look good. Some look kind of cheap. And we've seen so many movies where we're following kids through this kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it, too, is that it just kind of – it's another trailer where the more they go on, shit just blows up. You know, it's just – it's another thing where when they can't tell the story, they say, well, we'll just get people in here with a lot of CG. You know?
Right.
And that's cool, but – and I want to be teased, but I have to know a little something about the story. And I don't – I have no idea what the fuck is happening at all. So, hey, but – everything else, love the actors, love the director. I really do hope, and I love that, hey, look, Oprah's back acting again. You know, I really do hope the best for this film.
Sure.
I just hope that Ava DuVernay don't, if this bomb, she look over at Black Panther and be like, fuck.
All I had to do was just follow the script.
Hey, is Ryan Coogler going to work on part two? I mean, I'm available. And you got a spot open. I'm just saying. You need another black director. Oh.
You know, nobody's made a Falcon movie yet.
Yeah. Yeah, when you going to get his movie, huh? Never. Sit your hands down. See, maybe we can get a spinoff with this dude, huh? Call it The Face. All right, Martin says, nigga, please, the motion picture. Oh, now give me a little time right here because I have so many windows open that I got so much shit open. I had to shut
something. You're letting all the flies in.
Yeah, man. You remember in the summertime, your mom used to yell at you like that?
You letting these flies in. Come on.
My mother didn't like.
In or out? What's it going to be?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not
trying to air condition the whole outdoors.
Shut the door. You letting all the good air out. Put that extra R in there. All that good air. The only air I hear is in your fucking language. You remember leaving the refrigerator door open?
Oh, boy. Do that.
Like if you left it open long enough, like cool air would just leave and never come back.
Yeah.
Like it was breaking the refrigerator.
You know how much it costs when you do that? Probably about a half cent. Wow. Yeah. Fuck being a smart ass.
I know. Fucking accountant right here. Shut the fuck up. U.S. Oh, let me see here. Juliana, you want to come up and talk to Martin while I set up our next spot? Yeah. Come on up here. Don't come over here. No, sir. Go on over there.
Oh, you didn't want her to switch anything?
I don't
want.
No.
No.
You know what? Actually.
Man, come on. She looked panicked when you said that. I'm sorry.
Come on over here.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Let's show you. You know you're an intern. Let's show you some skills. Yeah. Come on over here.
Pressure's low on you. If you get it wrong, so what?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't even think it's something that you can mess up on. Come on over. Come on over. Yeah, I'll move that out the way. Yeah, I'll put that back.
Yeah, man, move your shit.
Kicks my shit. Come on over.
I'm over.
Hey, oh, there you are. There you are. Well, you love wearing that umpire's hat when you come here, don't you?
What?
We wear that hat all the time. Like every Sunday, you wear that black hat.
Person.
But that hat, right there, is that your good luck charm?
It's my black hat.
Okay. Well, she just.
Why are you wearing that hat, Mark? What, do you like it or something?
The reason why I ask is because I see you on the weekdays. And then you come in on Sundays, you can have that hat on. I never see it. Man, leave it on. No. Leave it on. Go ahead.
You hurt your goddamn feelings.
I don't like my hat.
No, take it off, man.
Take it off?
Yeah.
Then leave it on. It's cute.
No. I want people to see her.
Hot hair?
Yeah, no, you look good. All you got to do right now is just press that button right there. Just the cut button. And when you do that, it cuts between you and Martin.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
Yeah. So go ahead and do that, and I'll let you know when I'm ready. And you just have a conversation with Martin right there. Martin, can you keep this girl occupied?
I got tons of questions for her.
All right. you got all kind. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you, man, to leave.
I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, I'll ask you after the show.
Just froze. But I got all kind of questions.
I know. I was waiting for you to leave.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Juliana. How you doing?
I just want to talk about mine.
How you doing?
So, I don't know if you guys know, Juliana's been kicking around town with not a whole lot to do. Trying to drive.
Why you gotta put me on the spot like this?
Because I want people to introduce themselves to you and get you to feel good about living in Austin for the next 2 weeks, is it?
No, I'm here for another month. Give
all
or
right.
Take.
All
yeah.
Right.
He just makes up facts when you don't know what else to say. Yeah, you're leaving tomorrow, right?
Yeah. That's well, my party.
So,
let's try to hint to it.
So, where are you located?
No, she was telling me about her dad earlier. Just okay, just for me. Just do another impression of your dad.
Another impression of my dad. Okay. Let me think of things that he says that's like part of like, okay. I'll give you the same spiel. He'd be like, "Oh, hey, Bill. Okay, how's school? Yeah. You doing well? How are your classes? Not too hard? You're so smart, baby. I'm so proud of you. But if anybody gives you trouble, you come. You know you can come. I'm your father. You know I'm your fucking father, right?" That's what he... You would think he wouldn't, but he does it. It's not as good as I did it before, but he's just
so is
typical.
He connected anyway? She's from Long Island, just so y'all know.
No, he works. He works like construction. He works for like the town.
That's
the town
connected.
Of yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. I don't know if you meant like connected like in this sphere.
I meant like in the mob.
Oh, in the mob? Yeah, actually, yeah. There's a lot of my grandfather. Okay, so.
You never fucking told me that. That you got people in the mob?
Now, is this...
I got secrets.
Now, you're half Puerto Rican. Is your dad Puerto Rican?
He's... So, I'm a quarter Puerto Rican, and he's half.
Okay.
So, we're half Puerto Rican and half Italian.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is actually a really good... Like, I'll try to keep it short. But my grandfather used to work in Brooklyn. He'd spend the week in Brooklyn, and mm-hmm. then the weekends he'd go back on Long Island to be with my grandma.
Yeah.
And the kids. And he used to drive a hearse around for some time.
That makes it super easy.
Yeah.
You knock somebody off. You got your hearse to transport them.
You think you're joking.
Do the funeral all in one day.
You think you're joking, but you're dead on. So when he passed away, he passed away when I was around 5 years old. And these guys in these, you know, the black sedan limos, beautiful tailored Armani suits, sunglasses, all Italian, come up and they start handing money out to the grandchildren.
Yeah.
I wasn't there because I was too young. So that was the funeral, like when they were putting him in the ground. And I went to the wake. So I didn't see it. But my sister and all my cousins were like, yeah, there were like five limos that rolled up. And like 20 or so guys all got out, and they handed grandma $10,000 in cash. They handed my grandfather's mistress $5,000 in cash, and then gave each of them $20 each to each of the kids. So they walked away with like 200, $250, and they were like, "Your grandfather's a very good man. Like I'm very sorry for your loss. This is a sad day." And they were all like, yeah. How did you know him? And they're like, "Oh, we've been good friends for a long time. All right, he was a good man. He was a good man." And then left.
So, do you have cousins that you got told like, yeah, stay away from them?
No. Just because on my dad's side is such a big family, and we're so spread out over New York State that I don't see all of them all the time.
Yeah.
But there are definitely family members that I know have been like scorned by the mafia, lost some fingers, lost some kids, like
lost some kids.
Yeah. My uncle Tulio's son. So he was a big gambler, and he would gamble with the mafia, and he got pushed down an elevator shaft. And then that same Uncle Tulio lost his pinky in a bet. They cut off his finger.
The elevator shaft didn't kill him?
No. Well, no. That was his son. Not his.
Oh, okay.
Not him
okay.
himself. His son got down an
okay.
elevator
so,
shaft.
Okay. So there's no chance you'd be like the Michael Corleone of the...
I always like to think that if I rolled up in the right neighborhood and dropped my grandfather's name, that I'd be like taken care of in some way. But... I've been afraid to. I don't know if it would be, in my best interest.
Well, I always hear that whole thing about honor and taking care of people is just a myth.
I would hope that they'd come to my aid if I was in a rough spot. If I had some people after me, like I said, I dropped the right name. Hopefully, they'd come help me out or back me up as Dominic Cambria's granddaughter. But I don't know if that's true.
Kurt, you are hearing this, right?
Yeah, no, I'm firing her ass tomorrow. I'm getting my ass tossed out of fucking elevator shaft.
Firing her would get you tossed down the elevator shaft.
You know,
you got to be nice to her till she leaves.
No, it's one of those things where they're going to come here and they're going to make me give her all kind of shit. You know, I think she deserves a raise. I'm not paying her. Now you are.
At her own show. She's a funny girl.
Yeah, hey. Give her your show, huh? I think you need a break. No, I'm only not. I think you need a break. Wake up with Mojo's head in my bed.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Juliana's going to be hosting forever.
From now on.
Yeah.
I've actually had my people buy Double Toasted, so it's actually your last day.
Well, you know what? They're the fools. Man, this shit.
Well, they wouldn't buy by writing you a check. They'd just be partners, and then suddenly it would have to burn down so they could collect insurance money.
Yeah,
burn something down. Just keep the suitcase in the closet for now. We'll come get it another time.
All right. We just about.
But those are the most wild stories, at least mob affiliated. My family is very interesting.
I'm just about done,
y'all.
I feel
like you got a book in you, or a movie.
I hope so. I hope I do, because there is actually there's just lots of drama, lots of good Italian Puerto Rican drama that just lightens the.
So, do you not have a book or movie or play in you that you've been wanting to write?
No, I have like half of a movie written right now.
Yes, tell you me
something. But it's not even close to being done. Like, not. I've written a lot of shorts and a lot of specs for TV and stuff.
Yeah.
But film wise, I only have the one that's currently unfinished.
Oh, okay, so TV series or just?
I think. Because there's so
That's
much.
Amazing. So anyway, y'all, let's go ahead and get into our next segment right here. Thank you, Juliana. Uh-huh. That was great.
Learn my family history.
Go ahead, take your criminal ass back over there. Yeah. Know why you wear that hat now.
Yeah, she's in the witness protection program.
Exactly. Some gangster shit you got going on. All right. I will never talk about that hat again, I'll tell you that much. Hey, nice hat, by the way. I love it. Wow, it looks awesome. I get her ass out of here.
I know, between her and Daniel's dad looking like Paulie from Goodfellas.
Fuck yeah. You got too many criminal-looking chicks around here. It's scary. Anyway, at first I thought y'all's conversation was the dullest shit I've ever heard, and she brought that mafia shit, and I was like, fuck. The reason why I got quiet is like, how can I put it to her gently to where I won't be killed? And she got to go. Because no matter how many times they say, oh, I'm not connected, she's going to need that favor one day.
Yeah,
or they're going to need a favor from her. Mm-hmm. And she's going to get pulled in. And then they're going to pull us in just for being associated with her.
Listen, that whole anniversary party thing you got going on, you can move a lot of product there.
Oh, yeah. Or just get caught in the crossfire. Hey, Juliana, huh? I wasn't even with her.
Well, you're tall. You may put better target.
You know, shoot me first just because.
Yeah, that'll send a message.
That wouldn't even ask questions. She's an intern for us. One of her relatives will come up and say, hey, I saw you on TV with a Negro. So is that your guy or what? So I heard you're dating a black dude. No, he's my boss. Oh, he's your boss. So you work for them but not us, huh? See? Yeah, I know. I tell you what, why don't you go and take the rest of the day off? It's all right. Yeah, see you. No, real. Get out. I would feel much better. No, I'm kidding. I mean, I'll stay if you like. Harry, why don't you get her a drink or something, man? Make her comfortable. Rub her feet or something. Oh, here's a little something that has the internet freaked out right now.
Oh, what now?
But I think it's legit, man, because it took me a while to figure this out. I mean, I was shocked. I don't keep up with sports too much, but I do know who Sammy Sosa is right there. Sure. Baseball player. Very dark baseball player.
Very dark baseball player who could not stand to be confused as black.
But where's he from?
Dominican.
Dominican, yeah, there you go. And I used to call Martin. You know, one of my favorite pet names from a man over here is Pinky LaRue. Martin, but somebody got you beat on that shit. We got another Pinky LaRue up in here. And a lot of... You played a Pinky The new Pinky LaRue right here. Sammy Sosa. I looked at this and I said, Sammy Sosa? I thought that this was a special effect. I thought it was like he was in a commercial or something, and they did that. Like, a lot of people call him Pepto-Bismol, and I thought it was a Pepto-Bismol commercial. And it's like, nah, man, this guy has been going in, and he's been getting skin treatments.
Yeah.
He's been getting, what, bleached out, and what are they doing to him? They've been giving him injections of something? I don't know what's going on.
They take the pigment out of your skin.
Yeah, they're taking the pigment out of him.
I mean, it's the same thing that Michael Jackson had done.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson didn't turn like pink like this.
Well, because he wore a lot of makeup, but for the most part, he did. I mean, with Michael Jackson, he had vitiligo, where you start to losing pigment naturally. And he was like, well, rather than looking like a checkerboard, like some people, rather than being splotchy, they say, well, shit, it's all going to go eventually. Just take it all out now.
But Sammy Sosa didn't have no excuse.
No.
In fact, there are pictures of Sammy Sosa looking at himself online talking about, fuck, what did I do? It's like if Sammy Sosa came from the past in a time machine, like, that's me?
Uh-huh.
The fuck was I doing? You know, it's, if you haven't seen this, go look, people, because the internet is going crazy on this guy. I played the Pink Panther thing. I even looked at it, and they beat me because I said, Snagglepuss. And I said, nope, we already got it. And then, you got to love the internet. Because they show all of the different variations that he went through.
Yeah,
because
he's been lightening himself over time.
And they got the stages out there, and somebody said, damn it, that's it. Neapolitan ice cream.
Because people were shocked when he showed up with that middle range.
Yeah, they didn't think he could go any further. But he did, and I really didn't know it was him. When I looked at him, and I'm not even lying, when I looked at him, I thought it was an old Jewish pimp. It took me a while to say that is Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa, this is a weird look, and he had the audacity to wear pink.
I know.
I mean, I know there's color coordination, but goddamn, you don't do it with your skin.
Yeah, the way you just blend in with everything you got on.
He looks like that pink slime they put in hot dogs. Like they sculpted him out of there and put a hat on him. This is weird. And
what just makes you wonder, like through all these stages where he was dark and mid-tone, was he just every night just with a Brillo pad and soap just going, still too much black, still too much, got to get it off.
Yeah. Like if he... Like if he didn't get that treatment, he just would have tore his skin off. He'd be a skeleton at some point. Well, shit, at least I'm white. I mean, look at the people. I didn't even know that you could do this. I have such a range of emotions. I'm insulted. I have sympathy for him, and I'm actually kind of impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to admit that this is an amazing job they did on him. I'm not saying I agree with it, but looking at it, and let me see if I can find the picture of him where I was like, wow, there it is. I'm looking at one picture of him right here, and this doesn't look like makeup. This doesn't look like a guy who used to be black. He looks like an Italian dude. He looked like he should be in the Brat Pack right now.
I don't know. He looks Cuban. I mean, he still looks Latin. No, he does
look Latin, but at least what he's saying is, at least I ain't that dark ass Latin.
Right.
You know, like,
well, people don't think I'm black now.
Yeah, I mean, this is a man who did not want to be black whatsoever. I mean, once he got the skin done,
I'm surprised he hadn't bleached his hair.
Well, once he did that, he put that process on his hair. You know, straighten that shit out. Got a hot comb. I think it's an amazing time that we live in where you can do this, because and it's confusing because there are politics to this, because I know that I myself said, listen, you know, if somebody wants to be transracial or whatever, if you feel like you belong in something else, then do it. Who am I to judge you? And I have to sit back and think about it, because that's what I said. Did you see the German woman that turned black? And I mean, it was not any good either. I mean, she did it, and she ended up looking like a racial stereotype.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
Yeah, it was a German woman who was addicted to surgery, and once she pushed her limit, she just went ahead and said, "Well, fuck it. I guess there's nothing else to do but turn black."
So that's her skin. That's that makeup.
That's her skin. She got melanin treatments for that and came out looking like some shit out of Fat Albert or something. Wow. You know, yeah, it's insane.
Well, then
like,
why bleach your hair?
Like, you know what? I don't know why. Maybe it's next. What's that? Did she change her hair? Because when I look at this, like if you were to draw her, not a caricature, draw her just like she is, you'd be like, man, you better get that goddamn coon out of my face.
Yeah, exactly.
That you would think that this is a racist stereotype that somebody drew.
Right.
But, and Oz and I, we caught hell for this. Because we said, because a lot of people are saying, she's a monster. And what we said was, we're like, well, you know, people said the same thing about transgender people a while back. I mean, what can you say? And transgender people came out and like, don't you lump her in with us.
Well, that was the same thing I said with Rachel Dolezal when she was doing her thing. And because people were like, how dare she do this? And I was like, well, you know, everybody said that with transgender when that first happened. You know, it's like, don't lump those two things together. And I was like, well, stop for a second. Let's have a serious debate on this as to why not. I'm not saying they're the same or they're equal, but let's actually talk about what makes it not equal.
And you know what? You do have a point because, let me see here. Rachel Dolezal. Let me see if I can find her. How do you spell that? Rachel? There we are. Oh, fuck you. Okay. Not you, Martin. I'm sorry. I almost had it and it clicked on a different name. Now, the thing with Rachel Dolezal is that people are on the fence about it, and I understand the deal with her, because a lot of people said, well, you know what? And this is what I said. I said, I'm not trying to judge her completely, but there is a point to make where, you know, she kind of halfway with it. She can go back. If being black ever got too rough for her, because that's the deal with black. Like, if you go black and it gets rough, because you're going to take some burdens with it, you know, you're going to give up some privileges.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. Peeps, white people, stop getting mad when you get called out on white privilege. I wish I had some. Shit, I tried to marry some. I'm not really in love with
me. I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, I'm not really in love with me. I'm just trying to up my credit rating. I'm trying to get into places I couldn't get into before. You know, but if those privileges, she ever wanted them back, she can get them back. Now, my girl here, the German chick, she committed. That's going to be hard to go back.
Yeah.
You know, she gave up that pass with that right there. So you're probably saying, well, okay, that's cool. But so what's wrong with the ice cream man, right? You know, Sammy Sosa, why is it bad for him to do that? And I think it's because of the argument I just made is that there's and it's weird, and I know it might not be fair, but like I said, you give up those passes when you become black. I think when you try to become a lighter skin color, try to become white, a lot of people take that as an insult because they're saying, well, that's you coming from an area of self-loathing, which I can kind of see, you know, myself. And who knows? Maybe somebody called him in his life, because I know I've had a friend like that. Where I knew a girl, she cried. She was crying because on Facebook, on the internet, people talked about her nose and talked about how wide it was.
Yeah.
Talked about how ugly she was. And it fucked with her head, man. It was a sad thing. Really messed her up. So I'm not going to judge Sammy Sosa because I don't know how many people might have talked about him and fucked him up in his head.
Why do you think Michael Jackson had his nose sculpted to almost nothing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, I never criticized Michael Jackson for it either. I say he looked weird. You know, I think he destroyed himself.
But is that body dysmorphia? I can't remember. Body dysmorphia, where no matter how you see yourself in the mirror and all you can see is how big your nose is. No matter how much it's cut down, you go like, that goddamn big ass nose. Yeah. I can't stand it.
Yeah, like anorexia.
Exactly. Like yeah. that. Yeah. And you know, I'm sure for Sammy Sosa, no matter where he was, it's just like, oh, if I just didn't have this ugly black skin.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we don't know what he went through, but it's different. I mean, it whether you're sympathetic or not, it comes from a place of self-loathing. But at the same time, if you don't like it, are you confused by it? I don't know, man. Maybe we just got to get used to it today. Because, I mean, we're at the point now. It's in an age where anything can happen. We now have transracial. Something I never thought I would hear. We got trans species. There's a dude who turned himself into a cat.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, I'm wondering when people.
And the parrot guy.
And the parrot dude, yeah. I wonder when people just gonna start turning the furniture and shit. You know, I'm gonna be a trans chair or something. There's a woman who thinks that she's a lamp. Oh, wow. She likes, so if there's an operation where she can turn into a lamp, then yeah. She's then
else. She goes that far, but she puts like a lampshade on her head.
She just stands in a room.
I'm sure at some point somebody will have their real leg taken off and have it replaced with a table leg.
Yeah. All the limbs. Just put your plate on me. I'm all right.
Walk around.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can turn me into a rocket because I don't want to be on this planet no more. I want to get off this shit.
It's going full Hunger Games.
Yeah, it really is,
it's
man.
Like the capital.
It really is. I don't know what the fuck is happening anymore. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just confused. I just want to leave. Anyway, I mean, don't be too judgmental on Sammy Sosa, because we always like to do that. And I'm not. Look, I think it looks crazy. I'm not in full agreement with it.
Well,
but you never
make
know.
You forget how he was doing all those steroids back in the day.
yeah, you know. Shit, I don't know. Maybe one day.
Man, another home run? How are you doing this?
Hey, I have his next operation right here. There he is. She literally pink slime. Just put a hat on that. I don't know. Who am I to judge? And finally, you know what, people? I know we said we do the top five, but we gotta get out of here.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
I mean, if we can do it. It's already 8 o'clock though. But you know, I mean, you got HBO Go.
Big Sick, Baby Driver. Despicable Me.
I don't know what you were talking about. I was like, damn, motherfucker's stroking out right now. Hey, come on up, man. Just real quick. We'll go through it real quick, and then we'll get out of here. I'll read one email. Really, one email, and we'll get out of here. I'm being serious.
He was like, right with the first three, so.
Well, let's just go ahead and do it real quick. We're going to do the top five, and then we're going to get on out of here, people. Because I don't want to keep you here because of my fault. I couldn't find my keys today, so I got here late. But that's no excuse. I do want to get you out of here. So let's go ahead and get into it real quick. And no big fanfare at the beginning. Let me see. Where is it? Where's your top five? Sammy Gonzalez. There we are. Sammy, you read the notes to me. And then I'll just bring up the images. I'll let you drive, Sammy. So, Sammy, what is
Sammy Sosa?
Oh, Sammy Sosa. Wow.
I'm still that kind of nice trend. Vanilla middle.
Say Sammy So-So.
Boo. Get out of here.
Oh, let's see here.
I can squeeze in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do what I got to do. So, yes, it was a number five.
Hold on real quick. I just got to pull up something real quick. And then we can get to it. Where is it? All right, Sammy, how you doing, brother? You doing all right?
Doing good.
Thank you for the images today. I appreciate
it. No problem.
No,
good stuff, Sammy.
Yeah.
I got to put up that picture of Mickey Mouse as an actual mouse, because I try to look for like if someone already did that already, because obviously it's an idea. And the mouse is scrubbed Google clean, man. There is not a negative image of Mickey Mouse as an actual mouse. It just comes up with more Mickey Mouse shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like I couldn't. Like somebody's had that idea, of course, but. The mouse got fucking connections to Google, man, because I couldn't find shit.
Him and Taylor Swift.
That's right.
Yeah. They got the music on there. All right. I want to get y'all out of here. Let's go ahead and get into it, and we're going to start with number five. Go ahead, Martin. What is number five, sir?
The Big Sick.
Yes, sir. You are right. The Big Sick is number five. brought in $7.6 million this weekend for a total gross of $16 million. That's after, wow. So it had like a little modest release right there. I didn't know it was out for 4 weeks in a row. And that's on a budget of $12 million.
It jumped up. It was number eight last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about this movie, and it's getting great word of mouth. It's at the point now where I'm hearing this movie talked about as much as Spider-Man. I'm at parties or I'm hanging out at a bar. Some people said, man, have you seen that dude with that brown dude and that white woman?
Yeah.
And this is something where this movie really has been getting by with word of mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people are seeing it and they're telling people how good it is. I have not heard one negative thing yet. What else have you heard, Sammy?
Just jumped 2,200 theaters. That's why I made the jump to number five. And it's at 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
really?
After 100 and some odd reviews, 144 reviews. So no, it's getting really good word of mouth. Ian loves it. He came home. You got to watch it right now. I'm like, all right, dude.
Oh, whatever. I know. So, thing is, I don't listen to Ian. You know, you're one of them art house cinema dudes.
Yeah, but it's one of those good art house cinema.
I like to hear from the people. So what is number, Martin, can you tell me what number
Baby
four
Driver.
Is? Martin, you are right. Baby Driver. A lot of people are also talking about this movie and having nothing but nice things to say about it. We can gross $8.7 million. If it keeps it up, it's going to hit $100 million, they're predicting. Right now, it's at 73.1 after 3 weeks, and that's on a budget of $34 million.
Only dropped 33% this week, and it's probably going to be out the way of the top five because like three big movies are coming out. Dunkirk, was a Girl's Trip, and Valerian, whatever, however that may be.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, next week's going to be packed.
Yeah, so it's probably on its way out, but it's still a very good movie. I liked it myself. So
yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm happy to see this movie doing well. This is something where people who liked it, they were worried that this idea wouldn't sell. It's original. It's in the middle of the summer. It's being also pushed as somewhat of a musical. And a lot of people thought, okay, you know what? Just like Scott Pilgrim, it might be too weird to sell to the public. But it's not as nerdy as Scott Pilgrim. It's actually a really cool movie. Has everything people want. Car chases, a great soundtrack, and star power. I mean, you know, Jamie Foxx, everybody's talking about him in the film. Anything else?
That's it for that movie. Not much to it.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to number Tress Martin.
Despicable Me 3.
You would be insufferably right, Martin. Despicable Me, $18.9 million is what it brought in on this weekend. Damn, this movie's kicking ass. $188 million after 3 weeks, and that's on a budget of $80 million. If you thought you saw the last of those Minions, you are goddamn lying.
And globally, it's made $619 million. Goddamn.
Martin, get used to it.
I know. But and then at the same time, there's also no kids movies coming out for the rest of the month, so it held tough with Spider-Man going against it.
Yeah.
So it might be one of those ones where it just kind of stays in the top five for a long time because there's no other young kid programming.
Yeah. This picture's even making me mad. I'm looking at Groot. I'm like, smile, motherfucker. You just made $100 million, almost $200 million.
But it's also way behind compared to all the other movies. It's still like $50 million from the next one up. So
let me ask you a question then. Do you think with the decline that this is going to – make Universal a little...
Fuck no. Okay. They're going to double down at some point with all those little toys and things like that with this character.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like half the rides and half the merchandise at Universal, those theme parks. So.
Plus, okay. Haven't they had a bunch of other duds? Their other stuff?
With Universal?
Yeah.
Well, The Mummy.
Yeah.
But so they'll probably keep the next one like they did with this one really cheap, but with the $80 million or something like that, maybe keep it around that area and then cash in just like this. Maybe get another pop song, maybe bring back Pharrell because Justin Timberlake didn't do it this time around, maybe.
Roll the Minions into the Universal Monster.
Oh, Jesus. The Mummy's followed by those goddamn Minions.
They're all about monsters and
bad villains, guys.
Villains need Minions.
I know. They're just running around. Get the fuck away from me, Dracula.
Banana, banana, fuck up, shut up.
Ah, that'll be the Dracula. Leave me alone. All right, what else we got?
Spider-Man, Attorney at Law.
Oh, yes, we do, yes. Martin. This one took a big drop. And now, for the weekend, it brought in $45 million. And it crossed $200 million for a total gross after 2 weeks. $208 million so far. And that's on a budget of $175.
It dropped 61% in a week. So that's one of the biggest drop-offs of the year. But it's still doing good. It's past The Amazing Spider-Man 2 already in the full total run.
Did it?
Yeah. So it's already whipped that movie's ass. It's going to catch up to Amazing Spider-Man 1 probably within the next week and a half. And then it's also number 11 on the MCU list already. And it's going to catch up to at least Doctor Strange at number 10. So
there you go. And I know the next one's going to do great because everybody said, oh, that spider sense, I'm finally going to get
it. The hairs rose. That's what I wanted.
Did you see it? They were like this and they were like that.
That means he senses danger, guys.
Crazy, man.
Like, seriously, I wrote the article that you read. Or I wrote it. I read the article you read about
how. That's a different dude on that article.
But like about, oh, the hair's raising. And yeah, people freaked out about it. I'm like, guys, come on. There's bigger fish to fry. Yeah. Thanos threw a planet at somebody apparently, so.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into our next film right here.
Looking like the mob's coming after you from the hallway, man. What was that?
Dude with them glasses keeps passing by, man. The dude with the shades. I'm just wondering, like, it might be related to you.
I'm thinking too.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the number one movie.
Goddamn Dirty Apes.
You get your goddamn Dirty Ape hands off, man. But hey, 20th Century Fox is saying, now put them hands back on me. Because them hands make money. The weekend gross on this is $56.5 million. Now, that's on a budget of $150 million. Now, while this is number one, now, one thing I want to know is this trailing behind the previous eight movies?
So it beat out the first Planet of the Apes by like $4 million, but it's behind the second one.
Mm-hmm.
It cost $20 million less than the first one, but like $90 million more than the second or something. Or no, $50 million more than the second one. So, so it's all sorts of overlapping what it costs.
They spent more on the first one than they did on the second one?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and that was the crazy thing that I read was that they spent a lot on that one. No.
They spent a lot on the second one more than on this one?
No. They spent more on the first one than on the second one. Then they spent more on this one than
fuck, I don't
both
know where
of them.
I am no more.
Yeah, because they had so many more apes and more sophisticated effects in the second one.
Yeah, it's a $150 million budget, so I don't know.
Yeah, War's $20 million less than the first one, so.
Okay.
All right, if you say so.
Yeah, but also the second one made a lot more money. Made like $70 million more. Or made $70 million opening weekend.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, man, here's the deal with these movies. They get such good word of mouth, and yet they don't earn the money that you think that you would get with that.
Right, and it's weird because this is like such a known franchise that you think that people would come out in droves, especially this being the highest rated one out of all of them. So
honestly, what I keep finding that surprises me is that what keeps a lot of people from seeing these new movies is the Tim Burton movie.
Really?
I talked to so many people who, like, they after the Tim Burton movie, they were like, Apes Again, I'm not going to that. And I have to convince them, like, no, man, he's not doing this anymore. They're really good now. Really?
All right. After Tim Burton directs Dumbo, don't make up a bar movie.
Well, I think I've seen about everything.
Man, this shit's going to flop.
Fucking gross, man.
All right. As happy as I am for that to be number one, I'm a little disappointed with the box office return.
Yeah, y'all didn't come through.
No, I'm disappointed in y'all out there. Everybody talking about that. Hey, Corey, I agree with you. That's better than sex. Well, why? How come you didn't go see it then? How come you tell your friends to go see it? I promote the movie more.
Come on, guys.
I know, yeah. I'm putting the blame on you because I got to blame somebody.
But now they got to make that fourth movie with half the budget.
Yeah.
Throwing the psychic mutants.
Or maybe they'll just stop and I'll get that nice, tidy trilogy that I always wanted. There's no need to do it anymore.
Brother.
You can stop right here. We good. Wrapped up nice and neat.
They're gonna cross over them with the Power Rangers or something.
No, don't say that. Now.
That's it. No, the Zords are going to fight the apes or whatever. It's going to be great.
I don't want any crossovers, but if somehow Dominic and the rest of the Fast and Furious show up, I'm cool with that.
They go back in time to fight in the War of the Planet of the Apes.
Apes driving sports cars?
Or instead of like a rocket like in the first one, it's like they just drive so fast they go back in time and end up on Planet of the Apes.
War of the Planet of the Furious. There you go.
Furious Planet of the Apes. I'll take it. Y'all let me down with the apes right here. Better than sex. Well, y'all fucked that movie, didn't you? But it could always be worse. It could be another movie out there this weekend that did not do so well, and I don't blame it.
When you wish upon a star.
Okay, wish I shut the fuck up.
I wish we could make some money with this movie.
Number seven, Wish Upon. That's a small movie. Anyway, the budget is $12 million, but that's still a very weak opening. When you get number seven, I know you didn't even make half of it. And you know what? For a movie like this, I believe that this should have been lower. You know, that there's no reason. Your monster in the movie is a box. Where'd that $12 million go?
just put all the money in this box. And the box had a hole in it. Snatched it all.
Shit, you put a piece of string on the hood and it just lifted it up ready to open. I mean, you know, y'all went to a thrift store and bought a box and that was it. This should have been a $5 million movie. I tell you why, because there were no stars in it.
Yeah.
There's no big special effects, really. Even the special effects that they do have, I mean, it's very little blood in here. And the violence is kind of clean for the most part.
Is it a Blumhouse movie?
No, it's not a Blumhouse movie.
See, that's why. Yeah. Yeah.
See, if Big Jason had it, he would have been like, hey, you better pull back. You got $5 million, that's all you get.
You $12 million.
Yeah.
See what you can do with five.
You want 12? You want $12 million? Fine, here you go. Now give me $6 million back. Actually, make it $7 million. My math is bad. But
I didn't know enough.
You thought you were gonna walk out with $1 million? Come back here. Anyway, we're gonna do one email, and then we're done. Somebody really wanted me to read this. I want to say hey to the 16-year-old guy. This is not the email, but there was a 16-year-old kid who wrote me and sent me this really heartfelt, very nice email. Where he said, man, I admire you guys. My dream is to come and be a part of the site, the business, and help you guys out. And first
come
of all,
to the Double Toasted third anniversary party.
Well, he's 16. And then the other thing is,
I thought it was no age cap on it.
No, I'm talking about for working here.
Oh, working here.
Like, he's 16 years old. And I said, well, maybe I can bring him in. And let him do a little bit of interning. You know, maybe Juliana can show him around, show him the ropes, you know, a little bit. And I just said, and this is how you know he's 16. Because I said, so do you live in Austin? He says, oh, yeah. I forgot I don't.
I forgot I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's going to be. Yeah, well, we're not off to a good start. I said, yeah, man, that's going to be a big obstacle to get over right
Where
there.
Where do you live? Norway.
What?
It was something like Cincinnati or something like that.
He's going to mail himself here in a box. Yeah. You have a corpse show up at your door.
And maybe I was wrong. He lives in Massachusetts.
That's not better.
Yeah.
No, that's not closer or anything. Hey, but if your mom wants to drive you here every day and take you back, I don't mind. He said, unfortunately, I live nowhere near Austin. And he says... And this is him. He's a good kid. I'm just messing with him. You know how we are. He says, I'm an idiot. I should have, like, researched where you guys were before I sent the email.
Like, hold on. His name is Corey?
Yeah,
Corey. Another goddamn Corey in this building?
No,
do we?
We're filled up on Corey's.
Yeah, Corey LaFound. And we found another Corey. Right? Oh, but here's the one. Somebody said, please read this on the air.
Please.
Help me. It's a long, but all right. Congratulations on the wedding. Says, I love Corey and Martin, who are the best.
Oh, yeah, I talked to this guy.
He says, who are the best person to keep you in check and balance? Says, I don't know what the fuck that means. But he says, in the crew, and what Corey has done to keep this ship sailing. This world, he said, the world in this day and age is full of criticism. But with over 20 years in the business, I love and enjoy how Corey models the way for his site in recognizing talent and using excellent judgment to fulfill his goals. I am always entertained, even when I don't agree. I am entertained, and all I wish is to all the crew the greatest of blessings and success for the future. I enjoy the movie shows, the Roast and Toast, Sammy's show, What's Up, Son. Yeah, a lot of people are actually, on YouTube, a lot of people are liking your site.
Yeah, YouTube loves me. I don't know what happened, but what I did to them. And they're making all sorts of sexy fan fiction now in the comments. So.
See?
There you go.
I told you it just took some time.
I know. I'm trying to give this boy some credit right here. He don't think I love him. You know, because I'm tough on him.
That's the way you show it.
Yeah, it's nothing but tough love. That's all it is. I'm harder on you because I like you the most.
It's going to be some fences moment between you. Me and you or somewhere. Martin's going to be dribbling. I've been standing here for 20 years.
It's not coming out of his nose.
I'm going to throw a helmet at you and shit. It's going to be great.
Martin, I've been standing here with him for 20 years. And I've been behind you.
Standing with you. Not going anywhere.
What law says I got to give you a show?
Damn, dude, you sounded and looked just like him just then.
I know. Practice my Denzel. But when I have a kid, so I can get Denzel on his ass.
Don't do that. Don't make that your role model.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've been trying that.
How come you won't give me another show? Yeah. Who says I got to give you another show?
That was more Chris Rock. I'm sorry.
I know. I really was.
I'm glad you recognized
yeah,
that.
I was like, wait a minute. That wasn't Denzel. That was not as good as I hoped.
Chris Rock and Fences.
What says I got to give you a show? Black people have shows, and then there's niggas.
Why did I laugh so hard?
And they don't need a show. Let's see here. Anyway, he was just saying, you know, the best for us. He really likes what we do. And the thing I wanted with him is that he said, oh, that's what it was. It was at the beginning. He says, I'm 45 years old, married, and very happy. I actually think it might be a woman. I'm not sure. But anyway, well, whoever you are and whatever you are. He says he's a family guy like me now, and he relates. And I appreciate that email. And the reason why is because I really appreciate the fact that we have diversity, not only in race and gender and age. Sexuality, but we have it in age now. You know, there's a lot of people listen. I remember I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, yeah, I feel fortunate because, you know, being in my 40s and still being able to appeal to people in their 20s is kind of cool. You know, people still want to come to town, and then none of them like, oh man, you can't hang. And when they do, it's a challenge, and I whoop that ass. But you're gonna die of liver cancer when they try to prove yourself too.
Well, it's funny because I recently had some friends I've known for a while, and they were like, hey, what do you think about coming down to your show? I was like, you've seen the show before, right? No, I figured we just come down. I was like,
tell you what.
Watch a couple episodes. Just watch some on YouTube. And then calm down. Well, our daughter really likes it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But just watch a couple and then decide if you want to come.
And then after that, they don't call you back. They tell the daughter, don't you ever go near him again. Martin is dead to us. He's evil. Evil. It's very nice. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. And that is it, people. I'm not going to go over anything. I will give the chat some love. I will say this. I will say for the chat.
People mad in there saying, my HBO goes on pause. Hurry up.
Okay, we out. Hey, the Midnight Chat Attack. Catch them every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to Midnight Central Standard Time. I'm saying this because I have been giving you guys a lot of love. And also, check out. Don't just check out. Attend. Come over to the Double Toasted third year anniversary weekend celebration, August 4th through the 6th. And we're going to be having the live shows, the games, the parties, meet and greets. We're going to have the lunches and the brunches. We have everything already scouted out for you, all the locations, all the events. We're going to make a landing page for that pretty soon. Get your ticket now because pretty soon we're going to run out. But I appreciate everyone once again. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much. Sammy, thank you, sir.
No problem.
Oh, thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it. What's your name again, man?
Damien.
That's right. Evil ass Damien back there. How you doing?
He's new to Austin. He just got here 3 months ago.
I know. So you're new to Austin?
Yep.
Okay. That's cool. We expect black people in Austin not to be wearing do-rags when you come here. We got to keep a reputation. You got to give up the do-rag, man, when you come to town. There you go. Now, you know what? Now, see, you're the kind of black dude that white people want to know here because you got them cornrows. He's so ethnic and authentic.
Yeah. So ethnic. Oh, my God.
Now, the do-rag just says, I got out of prison, you know? I'm looking for a job now. So.
We should see his pictures online. He's got this huge afro that's out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Come here before we go, man. I want to ask you a question.
People in the chat. Oh, no.
Shit, no, we're getting out of here. Hey, welcome to Austin.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Where are you coming from?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay. We went from one hipster town to another one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I did. Woo! Look at me.
Yeah, look at you. I look good.
Smile for your Facebook profile pic.
Look at you right there.
Look at that handsome man right there.
Yeah, that's a Kodak moment right there.
It is. Yeah, you really are a handsome dude, man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, when you got a closer, I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Got a boyfriend?
No.
Okay, you looking?
Thought about it.
Okay. Which one?
Wait, boy?
The boy or the girl?
Thought about having a boyfriend.
Well, why not both?
Keeping his options open.
Yeah. Yeah, how old are you?
23.
Mm-hmm. And what brings you here to Austin?
Shit, fucking the Pacific Northwest sucks.
Okay.
As 23 years, you know, I wanted to come somewhere that was in the South, so I came to the Portland of the South, I guess.
Okay. Pretty much, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, you know.
You know what? This is not Damien. This is a transracial Michael Cera.
No. You know what?
That's not the first time I've got that.
When I saw him, I thought that too, because I have a little cousin who looks so much like him. And every time I see him, I think he looks like a black Michael Cera.
Yeah, yeah. Dang. This might be Michael Cera who got like the melanin injections right there. Yeah, it's the thing to do today.
You know, what side of history do you want to be on? You know, do you want to be in the textbooks pouring milk and shit all over the people's heads? And you want to be winning angry?
Nah, man. What do you do?
I work at the Arch right now, up at the Domain right now.
Okay.
That's why my hair is braided. Otherwise, I'm cooning hard 24/7.
No, man, don't say you cooning because you got an afro. I wish I could grow an afro.
But, yeah, no, I came down here. I did stand up in Portland, and I came down here to.
Well, welcome.
They got
man.
A better team. Yeah. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, we're glad to have you, man.
Oh, appreciate it.
Did you say you do stand up?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Word.
why y'all doing this? Y'all heard this man speak. He's a good guy. They talking about, look at this hood nigga right here. Man, come on. Come on.
I did get stabbed. I told Martin that. I got stabbed back in Portland.
Oh, no wonder.
Wow, how did you get stabbed in Portland? What did you do?
Making coffee?
Did you steal someone's organic coffee or something? Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Labeled a craft beer.
All right, see you later. All right, we
labeled a craft beer. Wow. This is a stout.
Yeah.
Stab hey, in the arm.
Now look at the camera. Now look at the chat.
Dang.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We are out. Thank you, sir. One
Absolutely.
More time. Yeah, great to have you here, man.
Yeah, hope
appreciate
you come
it.
Back soon.
No.
Am I invited?
Of course.
Anytime. Okay.
Anytime. Of course. All right, everybody. Okay. We are out. We are out of here. Like we said, we don't want to keep any longer. So let me see. Where are we? There we go, right there. All right. And as I said, everyone, we love you. Love to see you here sometimes. And if you can't make it down here, which we'll tell you how to do it in a little bit. Oh, getting that do. Getting that do back.
The black hood.
Yeah. You're like an evil minister or some shit. Oh, there he is. Tied tight. All right, everybody. We'll see you down here sometime. But if you can't, what'd you say?
Got the daredevil costume.
He just puts over his nose. Oh, we'll see you down here sometime. So please try to make it by emailing us. At kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, and put in our advice. Now, if I can be a part of the show like I've been asking you to, in an email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, press send, bam, up in your home, talking to you, bringing the spirit. Only pastors in the world that do house calls. On the Twitter, at kcoolman. On the Facebook, type in Double Toasted. If you like some private time with me, type in corey.coleman.5. If you are trying to, you know what, Rocco, we were running a long time. I forgot. I told somebody I would promote something for them. Remind me, and I will do it tomorrow or Tuesday. That's why I stopped for a second. Yeah, I apologize. Monday. Monday. Yeah. Remind me Monday or tomorrow. Sure. To
DT merch, of course. Get your stuff. But yeah. We'll do stuff coming soon.
We'll do that too. Do that later. Sorry. Anyway, as I was saying.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I know. Hey, if I'm too busy watching Game of Thrones, Martin.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook already, you can check out and join the group, The Children of the Toast, where you'll find also Mr. Sammy Gonzalez.
Sammy Gonzalez DT on Facebook, The Mexlins on all their forms of social media. Might do an Audible. We were going to do Saving Private Ryan. Probably going to do a George Romero movie. Rest in peace, George Romero. Back to you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll do a memoriam or something for him on Tuesday. Anyway, we would love to see you down here in the world famous Double Double Studio. So if you can, email us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let us know if you want to come see the show. If you are going to be visiting Austin, you are visiting Austin and you love it so much, like this man here, you're going to be moving here. You moved here. You live here. Don't tell anybody. That's sneaky. K Coolmans, come see the show. That is it. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you listen to or watching this, goodbye
and stay toasty.
Shamo.